until Rough Riders Baseball.
Seventeen, you don't think that much about life. You just live like kerosene dancing around the fire. But you're in, so you jump right in. Ain't afraid to fall, and you give it all. She got the best of me. She broke my heart.
To me. 7 minutes until Rough Riders Baseball.
You got to pump it up, don't you know, pump it up. You got to pump it up, don't you know, pump it up. You got to pump it up, don't you know, pump it up. You got to pump it up, don't you know, pump it up. You got to pump it up, don't you know, pump it up. You got to pump it up, don't you know, pump it up.
More minutes till Rough Riders Baseball.
He said one day you'll leave this world behind, so live a life you will remember. My father told me when I was just a child, these are the nights to never die. My father told me.
Five more minutes until Rough Riders Baseball. Minutes until Rough Riders Baseball.
Yeah.
Riders Baseball coming up in just 3 minutes.
West of the Eastern Coast, carving the wind, dawn of your eyes, dust off your smile, when you say us, you make me trust I will.
Two more minutes till Rough Riders Baseball.
You will see somebody else around everyone else. You're watching your back like you can't relax. You're trying to be cool. You look like a fool to me. Tell me why you have to go and make things so complicated. I see you the way you're acting like you're somebody else. Get to be frustrated. Life's like this, you.
Rough Riders Baseball starts in 60 seconds. More ticks till Rough Riders Baseball. First pitch is right around the corner. Frisco Rough Riders Baseball is 15 minutes away. It's time for the Rough Riders pregame show featuring interviews, updates from around the Texas League, tonight's lineups, and a preview of tonight's game. Now, here's your host for the Rough Riders pregame show, Zach Bigley.
It's the series finale here in Amarillo with the Rough Riders looking for a series split against the Sod Poodles. Hi, everybody. Zach Bigley with you. Very happy to have you on what is a very hot day for baseball here in Amarillo, Texas. Yesterday was the hottest first pitch temperature of the season for the Rough Riders at 104 degrees. It's currently 105 here in Amarillo, and we're expecting that to stay for first pitch as well. The Rough Riders winning an absolutely crazy game last night, 16-12. They hit 7 home runs, and Trey Hare set a franchise record by homering in his 5th consecutive ball game. There's so much to talk about, and we will get to it as we go forward in this broadcast. But one of the little under-the-radar things in last night's game was Cody Bradford's excellent start, 5 2/3 shutout innings. He struck out 8 and walked 1, allowing just 5 base hits. He was really good. It was his best start of the year, and we got to sit down with Jordan Teagues, the pitching coordinator for the Rangers, who's in town. We got to talk just a little bit about Cody Bradford with him and a few other Rough Riders pitchers, and then Jordan's background as well. A really fun chat. That's coming up on the other side of the break. The Rough Riders getting set to take on the Amarillo Sod Poodles here from Amarillo, Texas, in game 6 of 6 in the series. First pitch is coming up at 5 past the top of the hour, but Jordan Teagues, the pitching coordinator for the Rangers, joins us next on the Riders Baseball Network.
Hey fans, Victor Rojas, Frisco Rough Riders General Manager here, reminding you that we can provide you the best night for you and your groups at Riders Field. Whether it's a fun night out with some friends or a company outing, spend your night with us for some great food and baseball. Don't miss your opportunity. Call 972-334-1993 or visit us online at ridersbaseball.com to learn more about all of our offers and flexible payment methods. Never miss a second of the excitement of Riders Baseball. Let's ride!
There's no better way to stay up to date with the 2022 season than with the Riders Report blog. With the Riders Report blog, stay caught up with the news around the Frisco Rough Riders and updates from around the rest of the Texas League. Catch exclusive feature stories and interviews with Riders players and coaches.
How ruthless baseball can be.
No. I love the game so much.
The talented guys that are here.
Get an in-depth look around the Riders as well as the rest of the Rangers farm system at ridersinsider.moblogs.com.
How's your lawn looking? It takes time and effort to maintain a healthy lawn. Russell Jenkins here at ABC Home and Commercial Services. Save time and let our professionals take care of anything your outdoors might need, from lawn care and maintenance to landscaping, irrigation, and pool services for your home or business. Visit us online at goandeater.com. At ABC, it's not just about what we do, it's also about who we are.
ABC Home and Commercial Services.
The month of June features just one full homestand, but it's sure to be just as memorable. On June 14th, it's Super Splash Day, presented by Olsen, with water inflatables in the park for a 12:05 first pitch. Kevin Minch appears at Riders Field for Texas Baseball Legends. The Whataburger Food Bank Night is on June 18th, with post-game fireworks. Then, on June 19th, the Dallas Black Giants commemorate Juneteenth on Father's Day as they take Riders Field for the first time.
Ornelas on his way home, and he scores! A Little League home run for Johnny Ornelas.
Let's ride.
Welcome back to Amarillo. We're here with Jordan Teagues, the pitching coordinator for the Rangers on the pregame show. And this is a tough place to pitch. We've seen it here in this series so far. Rough Riders have 16 home runs already, and you come in and to one of the toughest places that's to pitch. What's your impression of the ballpark so far?
Yeah, it certainly lived up to the expectations, but I think like the ballpark, you just go into it and accept that it is what it is at the end of the day. You know, the preaching, the message to our pitchers is just continue to control what you can control. Can you make your pitches go where they need to go? And after that, it's out of your control. So you can't dwell on things that are outside of your control. So that's the biggest message all week. And for the most part, outside of the one inning last night, I felt like, you know, we handled it pretty well so far.
I mean, Rough Riders have had some good starting pitching here in this series, especially with Cody Bradford last night, a guy who has still been trying to find himself so far this season, but his best start of the season last night. What did you see that went well for him?
Yeah, I think he just simplified some things for himself. You know, it's easy to get caught up in all the stuff you do well and wanting to build off of it and so on and so forth. But at the end of the day, when you think of Cody Bradford, you think of a guy that's really good at executing his pitches. And last night, that's kind of his simplified approach. He spent more time on just worrying about executing his pitch and leaving the results up to faith, and didn't worry so much about who was in the box or that scouting report. And I thought him and Perot got on a really good page early and just kind of flowed with it after that. And Cody did a tremendous job executing probably as many pitches as he has all year. So
another guy who you had last year is Cole Reagans, who has been by far the best pitcher for the Rough Riders all season, and he poured in a good performance as well a few days ago. What have your impressions been of Cody, and how have you seen the improvements, Cole, from last year to this year?
Yeah, I think he got off to a really good start in Hickory. He was fresh. He hadn't pitched in a few years, and came out of the gates hot, really good fastball command, his normal changeup. Never really, you know, the breaking ball is still a work in progress. Got to Frisco, probably a little bit gassed, not having been through a season in a while. Now this year, I think you're seeing what we saw early in the year from him last year, but I'm really pleased with where the breaking ball has come, the little cutter that he's had, and I think Jeff and Avery and Cole have done a really nice job working together on taking that cutter and turning it into maybe a little closer to a true slider. But you saw it on display the other night. The combination of that pitch with the changeup working back and forth was really, really good. So that's the big step I've seen him take this year.
Yeah, he was really good a couple nights ago. Jordan Teagues, the pitching coordinator for the Rangers, joining us. And we'd be remiss if we didn't talk about today's opener, Jack Leiter, who is the number one prospect in the organization. What have your impressions of Jack been?
Yeah, I think, like, it depends on what you go into the season with your expectations of Jack. And I think understanding that He's a guy that essentially is, we're asking a lot of him to start his career in Double A. He only pitched one full season of college baseball, and I think people sometimes, it's easy to forget that because you see Jack Leiter and his status and all that, but he's learning every start. We're very pleased on the off-speed development on where it's come so far. I think that's a big thing. You've seen it click where the fastball's been there and the pitches have been there, and those are some of his nights he's really excelled. And even the other night, I think that, you know, he probably didn't have his best stuff, but if the foul pole was 2 feet closer to the left, you know, he's through five or six innings with one run. So I think it's just all about perspective with him right now, and he wants to be a five-year big leaguer, but he wants to do it now instead of in 5 years. So I think just that's been the challenge, and like I said, Jeff and Avery done a nice job with him of just like the back and forth, trying to keep Jack where his feet are, and continue to show him like, dude, you're and Jack will tell you he's a better pitcher now than he's ever been, and the results are gonna start showing up more consistently any day now. So we're happy, very excited on where he's at.
For you personally, having been a pitching coach and now working more in the pitching coordinator role, what is this like for you to come out and actually be a part of these games here at the Double A level and kind of back in the mound visits and that sort of thing?
Yeah, it definitely gets the juices back flowing again, being a part of wins and losses again instead of just watching from the computer screen. So and it's easier with this level because it's a lot of guys that I've had previous time with last year. So it's always fun to get back into the battle with those guys, but definitely different. I like trying to look at it through Jeff's eyes and through the other pitching coaches' eyes and see what they go through, and I think having done it last year helps keep good perspective on my end where it's like, yeah, you might see something, but you know, whether you chime in on it or not, you have putting yourself back in their shoes, I think, is really important in this new role.
Jordan Teague's joining us, pitching coordinator for the Rangers, and then a few years ago coming from college ball in Indiana State. What was that transition like going from college ball to pro ball on the coaching side?
Yeah, definitely a lot of changes, a lot of differences between the two levels. I think, just making sure that you emphasize the right things here. Like, yeah, college ball, it's a 56-game season. It's a little more of all gas, no breaks. It's a little bit more of win tonight, win now, win right now. And here it's more about big picture, you know, what we got to do, what's best for this player. We need to do best for what's best for him, for tonight, tomorrow, and in 5 years or 3 years, whatever the case might be. So I think just having a longer term mindset and knowing that you're going to play 140 games and not 56. So there's a lot of that. Another big thing, the resources at this level are, you know, they're basically anything you want and need in terms of from numbers and analytics, almost too much. So it's a nice balance and challenging act to sit there and try to, you know, figure out how much is too much and when is it not enough. So
all right, well, Jordan, we're happy to have you here, and thanks so much for joining us here in the pregame show.
Awesome, thank you, Zach, appreciate it.
Return after this on the Riders Baseball Network.
In baseball, a winning pitcher looks for the right balance of pitches to dominate hitters. And now, pitchers and fans alike can find the right balance at the table as well with Better Balance, the new meat alternative that's 100% plant-based deliciousness. Players don't want to give up on taste to eat healthier. That's one reason why we created Better Balance, to provide healthy and tasty options that both vegetarians and carnivores will love. Try Better Balance now at the ballpark and soon at better retailers nearby. Better Balance. Nutritious. Delicious. Delightful.
Hey, sports fans, do you want astounding entertainment with the best technology at your fingertips? Get up to 1 gig internet and take on digital TV from Astound Broadband. Surf, stream, binge, or work from home with ultra-fast internet speeds. Watch all of your favorite shows or catch up on the shows you missed with digital TV, all from Astound. Get in the game by calling 1-800-4-ASTOUND. Experience speeds may vary and are not guaranteed. Certain restrictions apply. Call Astound for details.
So many new things to protect in life. A little care helps to keep things all right. Nationwide is on your side.
Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio.
Let's head back out to the ballpark on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Back in Amarillo, Texas, Rough Riders and Sod Poodles getting set for the final game of this six-game series. Let's get you the starting lineups for both teams. We start with the Rough Riders coming into today's game at 29-27 on the season, 1.5 games back as San Antonio in the South in the Texas League, as San Antonio won over Corpus Christi earlier today. J.P. Martinez leads it off in center. Then it's Johnny Ornelas at shortstop. And Justin Foscue is at second base, hitting third. Middle third, it's Dustin Harris, the DH, Sandro Fabian in right field, and Trey Hare is at first base, hitting sixth today, coming off 5 days in a row with a home run. And in the bottom third, it's Kellen Strom out in left field. Jax Biggers at third base, and Matt Watley is the catcher today. Once again, it's Martinez, Ornelas, Foscue, Harris, Fabian, Hare, Strom, Biggers, and Watley. Jack Leiter will get the start for the Rough Riders today. Leiter will go one inning and will be followed out of the bullpen today by Justin Slayton. Here's the lineup he'll face for the Amarillo Sod Poodles. Corbin Carroll leads it off in center, then Jorge Barroza in right, and Eduardo Diaz is in left field, hitting third. Giancarlo Cintron is at shortstop today. He's back from AAA despite hitting 487 in 10 games up with AAA Reno. He cleans it up. Blaze Alexander follows at third base, and then Nick D'Alessandro is the catcher, hitting sixth. Robbie Enriquez is the DH today in the seventh spot. Andy Yerzy at first, and Drew Stankiewicz rounds out the order at second base. Once again for Amarillo, Corbin Carroll, Jorge Barroza, Eduardo Diaz, Giancarlo Cintron, Blaze Alexander, Nick D'Alessandro, and in the bottom third, Robbie Enriquez, Andy Yerzy, and Drew Stankiewicz. Blake Walston is on the mound today for the Sod Poodles, the number 4 overall prospect, the number 1 pitching prospect in the Diamondback system. He threw 6 shutout innings against the Rough Riders in the opener of this series, striking out 4, walking 3, and allowing 5 hits. So the Rough Riders will try and figure him out here in this finale and look to split this series. It's Blake Walston and Jack Leiter, game 6 of 6 here in Amarillo. Rough Riders coming off their 16-12 win yesterday. Looks for a little bit of a winning streak. First pitch of the play-by-play is up next on the Riders Baseball Network.
CoServe is proud to be the official electricity provider of the Frisco Rough Riders. Serving thousands of homes and businesses in Collin County and the surrounding area, CoServe is not just your power company, we're also a part of your community. We take pride in supporting local schools, nonprofits, and first responders, and even more pride in supplying you with safe and reliable energy. The Frisco Rough Riders are powered by CoServe, your local electric cooperative and gas provider. Check out the impact we're having in your area at www.coserve.com/community.
On Friday and Saturday nights, the stars won't be the only thing big and bright in North Texas. Join the Rough Riders for Firework Fridays and Skylit Saturdays. Along with baseball, the Riders will set off an incredible fireworks display after the game that fans of all ages can enjoy. Come join us for all the explosive fun.
Back at the wall, goodbye!
For tickets and information, visit ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride!
Rough Riders baseball is back. A swing and a drive, deep to right field. Forget about this one. Way out of here. There isn't a better spot in North Texas where you can find a blend of fun, excitement, and baseball.
Strike 3 call. This one's over.
You don't want to miss a second of this exciting action.
And he makes the catch. What a grab. He's going to come in to score, and the Riders walk it off. The Rough Riders win their 11th in a row, a franchise record.
Visit us online at ridersbaseball.com for tickets or stay locked to the Riders Baseball Network and MILB.TV for all the exciting plays and drama of Rough Riders Baseball. The covered wagons at Riders Field offer the experience of the third baseline in the comfort of the shade. Located conveniently on the concourse near restrooms and concessions, upgrade your party's experience for your next trip to Riders Field today by calling 972-334-1993. Let's ride!
Is this what you deal with when trying to enjoy the outdoors with your family and friends? Hi, this is Dennis Jenkins with ABC Home and Commercial Services. No one likes mosquitoes, and they carry diseases like Zika and West Nile virus. Our mosquito suppression service provides the most effective mosquito control so you can get back to enjoying the outdoors. Visit GoAnteater.com to schedule your mosquito suppression service today. When it comes to protecting your family, trust the professionals at ABC.
ABC Home and Commercial Services.
And now, it's time for another presentation of Rough Riders Baseball on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
High fly ball to left.
Check swing and a miss. He got him.
1-1 is crushed.
Deep to center field. Oh, how far will it go?
That's back and that's gone.
Dives and
makes the catch. Unreal.
Cut on and miss. Strike three.
He's going to come in to score, and the Riders walk it off.
The Rough Riders are proud AA affiliates of the Texas Rangers since 2003.
How about it?
Oh, my goodness.
And now, let's head out to the ballpark for the call of today's game. Here's Zach Bigley.
One final time in Amarillo here in the month of June. The Rough Riders look to finish off this series on a strong note, coming off a 16-12 win last night. The Rough Riders take on Blake Walston in another pitching matchup of the two top pitching prospects in the respective organizations. It's Walston going for the Diamondbacks affiliate, and the Rangers affiliate send out Jack Leiter on the mound as the opener in today's ballgame. Zach Bigley with you in the sun-soaked Amarillo. It is an absolutely scorching day with temperatures around 105 degrees. The Rough Riders will look to stay cool, but hopefully those bats don't cool off. Frisco has scored 36 runs in their last three games, but they're 1-2 in those contests. 11-10 losses in consecutive games in game 4 and 5, or I should say in 3 and 4, and then in game 5 last night, a 16-12 crazy victory. We will tell you about it as we go forward here on the broadcast. Blake Walston's ready to go. So is J.P. Martinez leading it off for Frisco. And the first pitch of the game is high off the outside corner. One ball and no strikes. Our first pitch time at 6:08 in the p.m. Our first pitch temperature, 104 degrees. 1-0 pitch. Martinez cracks it foul back behind home, and it's one ball and one strike. 104 degrees here in Amarillo. No humidity, so it feels like of 104 as well. Sunshine up above, beating down on the field, and very strong winds as well. The pitch. Martinez swings and misses out in front of an off-speed toss off the outside corner, and it's 1-2. 21-mile-an-hour winds blowing straight out to left center field. Ball's going to carry today. Here's the 1-2 pitch on the way. Low, and it's now two balls and two strikes on Martinez. Well, Blake Walston has had a tough year, but couldn't tell by watching him in game one of this series. He comes in making his seventh start of the year at AA, a 7.66 ERA. 2-2. Martinez swings. It's a high fly ball to left field. Right at Eduardo Diaz, tracing into the left center alley. He's under it, and he makes the catch. Martinez flies out to left field, and Johnny Ornelas makes his way in. Ornelas a home run in the ninth inning yesterday. He's 4 for 17 in the series. 69 hits this year for the two-hitter for Frisco. That's second in the Texas League. Hitting at 333 entering today's play. Walston, shoulders square to the first base dugout, winds in the lefty's pitch. Ornelas takes a fastball belt high for a strike, and it's 0-1. A six shutout innings for Walston, his first quality start here at the AA level. First time he'd gone six innings as well. 0-1. Low in the dirt, and it's one ball and one strike. And that was one of the last times the Rough Riders struggled in this series on the offensive side. Frisco winning 4-0 in Game 2 and 10 runs in Game 3 and 4. The offering slips across the outside corner with a backdoor slider, and it's 1-2. And the 16 runs yesterday, 7 home runs in yesterday's game, and the Rough Riders have 16 home runs this series. Walston looks in for his sign. He's got it. Back into his wind in the 1-2. Down in the dirt. Blocked by the catcher, D'Alessandro, and it's two balls and two strikes. Those 16 home runs are the most in minor league baseball over the last five games for anybody, and it's not even close. The next closest, 10. There are three teams with 10 home runs this week. Rough Riders have been clobbering baseballs here in Amarillo. Walston, a deep breath. A left-hander, a herky-jerky windup, and the 2-2. Ornelas takes low, and it's three balls, two strikes. Give it the defense behind Walston. Eduardo Diaz is out in left field. Corbin Carroll in center, and Jorge Barrosa in right field. Blaze Alexander plays third. Giancarlo Cintron is at shortstop. Pitch on the way. A hard line drive in a deep right center field. Corbin Carroll going back, looking up, and it's in the triples alley, right into the corner. Ornelas around second on his way to third, and he gets stopped right there. A stand-up triple for Johnny Ornelas. There's a little corner that jets in as the berm jets out in right center field, and he tucked it right into that corner. And an easy stand-up triple for Johnny Ornelas. It's the Rough Riders' fourth triple this series. And Ornelas is first of the set. A runner at third, one out. Justin Foscue makes his way in. It's also back-to-back days that the Riders have had a triple in the first inning, as Martinez did it yesterday. Walston from the stretch. He offers into Foscue. He swings and misses. Slider down low and inside, 0-1. Finish that defense, Drew Stakiewicz at second base, Andy Yerzy at first, and Nick D'Alessandro is catching today for Walston, who looks in for his sign. He's got it. And the left-hander, the 0-1 pitch. Foscue, a cut and a miss. 0-2. Justin Foscue got off to a really good start in the series, including going 2-for-2 with a walk, and the rain shortened game 3. But an 0-for-6 in game 4 before getting the night off last night. Here's the 0-2. Foscue fouls it right back into D'Alessandro's glove. He hangs on. First strikeout for Walston, and there's one away. Make it two away. There's Dustin Harris now. Runner at third. Two outs, no score in the first. Walston, just 20 years old, drafted out of the high school ranks in Wilmington, North Carolina, in the 2020 draft, or 2019 draft, I should say. Drafted out of New Hanover High School. Pitch on the way to Harris. Letter high fastball, strike outside corner, 0-1. 26th overall selection by the Diamondbacks that year. Stands at 6'5", 175 pounds. Closed off from the stretch. He issues in the 0-1. Swing and a miss. Slider off the outside corner, 0-2. He's the number 4 prospect in the organization. Number 1 pitching prospect. And the number 88 prospect overall in MLB's total rankings. He's ready from the stretch. Delivers in. Harris swings and misses at a high fastball and strikes out. And it's back-to-back Ks for Walston to finish off the first inning after allowing the triple. No runs, a hit, no errors, a runner left on. Home half of the first coming up, and Jack Leiter to the mound when we come back in a scoreless ball game on the Riders Baseball Network.
Welcome to your hometown Whataburger. Customization is what we've always done.
You want mustard and mayo? You want ketchup? We'll make it how you like it.
When you customize your own burger, you can put your personality in it.
This is my Whataburger, with Manny's ketchup, all the vegetables, no cheese.
We customize orders 24 hours a day.
Everybody wants it just like they like it. When you can make it your own, that always enhances that experience for you.
However you want it, I got you. Here at Whataburger, we make it just like you like it, whenever you like it.
If you're suffering from knee or hip arthritis, the resulting pain can keep you from activities you love. Mako Smart Robotics is an innovative solution for many suffering from arthritis. Mako uses 3D CT-based planning software so your surgeon can know more about your anatomy to create a personalized joint replacement surgical plan, helping you get back to the things you love quicker, like rooting on your favorite hometown team. Learn more at makosmartrobotics.com. All surgery carries risk. See your orthopedic surgeon to discuss your potential benefits and risks. Not all patients will have the same postoperative recovery and activity level. Individual results vary.
Put yourself in the game at your next Riders outing in the InTouch Home Run Terrace, located above the left field wall. This cover seating area is a great option to enjoy the cover comfort of a ball game for your entire group. Watch out for the long ball.
Deep to left field! Gone!
Grab your spot while they're available at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Home run, let's ride.
Time to start the bottom of the first on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Jack Leiter on the mound for the Rough Riders in the bottom half of the first inning, no score. Leiter will face Corbin Carroll, Jorge Barrosa, Eduardo Diaz, and he is the opener for the Rough Riders today. So he is expected to go just one inning. First pitch to Carroll is lined into left field. First pitch swinging, a base hit. Carroll attacks the first offering from Leiter. Singles the opposite way on a 94-mile-an-hour fastball. Jorge Barrosa stands in now from the left side. Jack Leiter, 2-5 with a 5.90 ERA, the number one prospect in the Rangers organization, number 15 in minor league baseball. First pitch to Barossa is high and away, and it's one ball and no strikes. Leiter, the Summit, New Jersey native, stands at 6'1", 205 pounds, just 22 years old. He's ready from the stretch. He delivers in the 1-0. Right on the outside edge, a changeup for a strike. One ball and one strike on Barossa, the left-handed batting switch hitter against Leiter. Leiter was taken with the number 2 overall pick in the 2021 draft by the Rangers. He's looking for a bounce-back start. 1-1, fouled straight back. Ball and two strikes. Leiter was roughed up in his last outing in Game 1 of this series against Amarillo, allowing 7 runs, all earned on 7 hits over 5 innings. A grand slam, a 2-run homer, and a sac fly against him to score the runs. Leiter ready from his stretch. He delivers in the 1-2, a line drive foul right side. Still ball and two strikes. Really have to credit Leiter in that start in the opener. He gave up 7 runs, but he battled and got through 5 innings. Rough Riders ended up finishing that game with just 2 pitchers. Leiter threw 5, and then Tim Brennan, who came in and threw the last 3 scoreless. 1-2. Called strike 3. Got him on the outside corner with a curveball. And Jack Leiter picks up his first strikeout. One away for Eduardo Diaz. No score. Runner at first in Corbin Carroll, and Diaz is in from the right side. Rough Riders have started doing the opener a couple weeks ago. Leiter delivers home. Cut on and missed, and a good pitch low, and it's 0-1. Basically, the idea is to take down some of the innings for the starters. Still working in a quasi-six-man rotation, but getting guys used to throwing on that fifth day. 0-1 toss on the way. A high fly ball out to center field into right center. Martinez on the run, still going. Makes the catch, slides, and hangs on. What a grab by J.P. Martinez. Had to go a long, long way to make that catch. And then slid to avoid Sandro Fabian, who was cutting over from right field. Martinez showing off the speed, making a great play in center. 2 outs in the first inning, and Giancarlo Cintrone makes his way in. Cintrone might be the shortest cleanup hitter in the league, just coming down from AAA where he was absolutely brilliant. Leiter fires on over, and Corbin Carroll is back in with a step and a dive. Cintrone listed at 5'9", but it's probably closer to 5'7". Righty-righty matchup, 2 outs, runner at first, no score in the first inning. The pitch, fastball, sears the outside corner at 95 for a strike, 0-1. Cintrone started the season here in AA, hit .311, 4 homers, 28 RBIs, and got promoted up to AAA Reno. Leiter's pitch, low and outside, 1 ball, 1 strike, and boy, did he perform for Reno. 10 games, hitting .450, make it .487, with 5 doubles and an over 1,200 OPS in those 10 games. Leiter from the stretch, the 1-1. Low and outside. Misses in the dirt, and it's now 2 balls and 1 strike. He went 4-for-5 2 days ago in AAA, but got the call that he had to come back down. Still not really sure about why he's back down here. Diamondbacks did just pick up Cole Tucker in a trade. The pitch, high, and 3 balls, 1 strike, so maybe making room for him. Jack Leiter trying to get through this first inning. 2 outs, runner at first. 3-1 count on Cintrone. Leiter back parallel to the ground, looking in for his sign. He's got it. The 3-1. Swing and a miss, 3-2. Quickly, the defense behind Leiter. Kellen Strom in left, J.P. Martinez in center, Sandro Fabian in right field. Jax Biggers has third, Johnny Ornelas man short. Justin Foscue is the second baseman, while Trey Hare is at first. Matt Watley puts down the signs for Jack Leiter, who nods yes. And rocks back, the 3-2 on the way. Carroll takes off, fouled straight back. Still 3 balls, 2 strikes. Slider's been efficient so far. Just a two-pitch at-bat to Eduardo Diaz. Carroll singled on the first pitch he saw. His next pitch will be his 15th. Slider twirls the ball behind his back. He's ready for the sign. Comes set. And the 3-2 once again. Ground ball to the left side and past Foscue into right field. A base hit. Carroll motors all the way to third. And Cintron has a base hit. Runners on the corners with two outs. Said the left side. It was actually to the right side and past Justin Foscue, the Riders' second baseman, who with Carroll taking off with a right-handed batter at the plate, it was shaded more up the middle. He's off to his left side. He couldn't get there. So Cintron in his return to AA picks up a single in his first AB. And here's Blaze Alexander. Alexander celebrated a birthday yesterday. Slider ready from the stretch, the pitch. Outside of the right-handed batter, and it's one ball and no strikes. Alexander now 23 years old. 6-for-16 in the series. Runners on the edges here against Slider. Two outs, no score, and a throw over to first. Cintron back in with a step and a dive. Great season for Alexander so far, hitting .311 on the year. 7 home runs, 19 runs batted in. Slider nods yes, it is signed from Watley. Closed off from the stretch. 1-0. Breaking ball on the outside corner. The slider for a strike. 1-1. Justin Slayton is warming up just below us in the bullpen, and he'll come in the second inning and be almost like it was a start for him. Slider's pitch. Cintron takes off. It's low and away. Throw to second. Hey, got him. What a throw by Matt Watley. He pegs him out at second base. And the side comes to a close in the first. So no runs on two hits, no errors, and one runner left on base. The caught stealing ends the inning. Just the second time that he has been caught stealing here at the AA level this year. Top two coming up, no score on the Riders Baseball Network.
Riders fans, the Texas Rangers' future is here with MILB.TV.
Forget about this one. That ball is gone.
With every home and away game streamed live, the only way to watch the Riders on any device this season is on MILB.TV.
The Riders have blown it open here in the seventh.
Subscribe today to watch over 6,500 games, including all available playoff games, from over 100 minor league baseball teams live or on demand.
Leaps, and he makes the catch.
Oh, my goodness. Download the MILB First Pitch app from the Google Play or App Store to watch on the go. Use promo code RUFFRIDERS at checkout to save $10 on a yearly subscription.
He's going to come in to score, and the Riders walk it off. The Rough Riders win their 11th in a row, a franchise record.
Visit MILB.TV for details today.
The Frisco Rough Riders are proud to partner with Minor League Baseball and Copa de la Diversión in 2022. For four games this season, the Riders will take the field at Los Quesos Frisco. Grab your Copa gear at the Riders Outpost and wear it with your Riders players for four home games this season. More information at RidersBaseball.com. Let's ride.
It's time for the top of the second inning here on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Into the top half of the second inning from Amarillo, Texas. No score. Rough Riders and Sod Poodles meeting for the sixth time and final time in this series. Sandro Fabian starts it off. Trey Hare to follow. Kellen Strom after him. It's 5, 6, and 7 in the Riders' order. Blake Walston has his sign. The left-hander is back into his windup. And he offers in the first pitch to Fabian. Big breaking ball high and away. One ball, no strikes. Fabian has had himself a series, 6-for-15. Three doubles, a homer in yesterday's game. He's driven in 5. 1-0. Low, and it's now 2 balls and no strikes. And he's far from the only Rough Rider who has had a lot of success on the offensive side. Yesterday's top five, I guess, in the order, brilliant. Here's the wind back and the offering in. Fabian cuts and misses on a changeup. And it's now 2 balls and 1 strike.
Overall, the top five in the order combined to hit four homers. The pitch misses down low. Three balls, one strike. Fabian a part of that, cleaning up in yesterday's game. He's hitting fifth today. Justin Foscue back in the lineup, bumping everyone down a couple pegs. Walston the 3-1. High and tight, ball four. Rough Riders with their second base runner today. First walk for Walston. Top of the second inning. Nothing-nothing our score. And Trey Hare stands in. Well, as we've talked about a lot, and as has been talked about in the Rough Riders circle on social media, Trey Hare, five consecutive games with a home run, a franchise record, and he goes for number six today. Left on left, the pitch. Breaking ball, called strike. Inside corner, and it's 0-1. Hare has five homers in this series. Amarillo as a team has five homers in this series. They have all been to the opposite field as well. Walston ready from the stretch. He looks in the 0-1. A swing and a foul off the catcher, D'Alessandro, and it's 0-2. That's now three of the first six batters that Walston has worked 0-2 against. The first two, he struck him out. Hare waited until the eighth inning in game one against the Sod Poodles to pick up that first homer. Walston threw six shutout innings against him. Hare did double and walk in his three plate appearances against Walston. Left-hander ready from the stretch. Peers over at Fabian at first. He delivers home. Swing and a miss. Got him off the outside corner with a breaking ball. Three strikeouts. All of them have been three pitches for Blake Walston. One out in the second. Here's Kellen Strom. Strom is one of the most positive guys you'll find on this team. Rough Riders with their 16 runs yesterday. Everybody in the lineup had a hit, including Strom. But he also had a golden sombrero, striking out four times. Here's the stretch. And the left-hander delivers in. That's down low and inside. One ball, no strikes. Strom was so into the offensive output by the Rough Riders, he didn't even realize it till after the game. He was in the clubhouse. He's like, oh, I guess I struck out four times today. Walston deals. A high fly ball foul right side. Count evens at one ball and one strike on the Riders' left fielder. Even though he had that golden sombrero in yesterday's game, he still had a very productive series. Hitting 333 in the set, 6 for 18 with a homer. He's also doubled twice. Southpaw looks over at first and delivers home. A hard line drive right to the shortstop. Cintron makes the catch, throw back to first, and they got him. Double play. Crushed by Strom, though, right at Cintron, and they're able to double off Fabian. No runs, no hits, no errors, nobody left on base. Bottom two coming up, and Justin Slayton takes the mound for the Rough Riders when we come back in a nothing-nothing ball game on the Riders Baseball Network.
Rough Riders fans, the Texas Rangers' future is here on MILB.TV.
Back in the wall, goodbye!
With every home and away game streamed live, the only way to watch the Riders on any device this season is on MILB.TV.
Swing and a miss, he struck him out. Rough Riders win!
Use promo code Rough Riders at checkout to save $10 on a yearly subscription. Visit MILB.TV for details today.
CarpetTech safely cleans and repairs all types of area rugs. For a limited time, when you clean one rug, we'll clean a second rug at half off. With decades of experience, CarpetTech has mastered the art of rug cleaning, a process that requires a state-of-the-art facility, specialized equipment, and deep knowledge to effectively clean and restore even the most precious Persian or heirloom rugs. Our rug cleaning sale ends soon, so give us a call for a free estimate at 972-540-5142.
The Party Deck at Riders Field offers one of the best views in the ballpark, located high above the first and third base lines. And when the summer heat hits, add on an adjoining suite to enjoy your experience in the cool AC. Reserve yours today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
Time for the bottom of the second here on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Bottom half of the second inning in Amarillo, the Rough Riders and Sod Poodles tied up, nothing. Justin Slayton takes over for Jack Leiter after Leiter opened through a scoreless inning, allowing a couple hits, struck out one. Blaze Alexander was at the plate when Matt Watley threw out Giancarlo Cintron trying to steal second base. Alexander will have a fresh count against a fresh pitcher. It's Alexander, D'Alessandro, Robbie Enriquez. The 3-2 up, 5, 6, and 7. Alexander in from the right side against Slayton, who is making a long relief outing in today's ballgame. It's his 11th appearance, and sixth time out of the bullpen. A Hallsville, Texas native, used to the heat. It's 104 degrees right now here in Amarillo. Pitch home. Swing and a miss by Alexander. Righty-righty matchup. Bowen 1 on the first pitch fastball from Slayton. Fastball, curveball, slider change for the right-hander, the number 30 prospect in the Rangers organization. 0-1. A high fly ball out to center field into right center. J.P. Martinez under it. He saunters over and makes the catch. One away, and here's Nick D'Alessandro. Justin Slayton this year, 0-3 with a 5.88 ERA. 26 innings, he struck out 35 and walked 24. Biggest thing for him has been base runners. Very high volume of men on base against him this year. He's ready from the stretch, and he fires in. High and inside, one ball and no strikes to D'Alessandro. Nothing, Rough Riders in Sod Poodles. Here in the second inning. Slayton fires home. Breaking ball, catches the outside corner, called strike. It's 1-1. Slayton stands 6'4", 222 pounds, 24 years old. He readies and offers. A line drive the opposite way to right field, right at Sandro Fabian, who blocks the sun with his glove, and then reaches up and makes the catch. Two up, two down in the second, and that brings Robbie Enriquez to the plate. This didn't, or exactly what we did not see last night, or the night before. Or the night before, to be quite frank. Rough Riders led 5-0 at this point last night. Amarillo was up 1-0 the night before at this point, and, well, different story 3 nights ago. The first pitch is a strike on the upper edge outside corner. It's 0-1. At this point last night, or I should say 3 nights ago, it was already 4-3. This juncture of the game. 0-1 is scooped out into shallow left field. That dunks in for a base hit. Goes into left center where Martinez cuts over, and the center fielder scoops it up and tosses it back in. Single for Robbie Enriquez. There's Andy Yerzy now in the eighth spot. Yerzy hit a grand slam in that first game against Jack Leiter. Ever since then in the series, he's just 1-for-12. Slayton offers home. Swing and a miss. Elevated fastball at 95 miles an hour, and it's 0-1. Mentioned those base runners against Slayton. His whip, walks plus hits per inning pitched, 1.73, higher than he would like. He rocks back, deals. Fastball grounded up over the mound. It goes off Slayton's glove right to the shortstop, Ornelas, who fields behind the second base bag. He throws on to first and gets him. So a 1-6-3 putout, and the side comes to a close in the second. No runs on a hit, no errors, one runner left on base. Top three coming up, no score on the Riders Baseball Network.
To celebrate the impact of Negro League Baseball, the Frisco Rough Riders are proud to return the Dallas Black Giants to the Diamond this season at Riders Field. Debuting on Juneteenth, help us bring one of the earliest professional teams in North Texas back in the spotlight. More information on the Dallas Black Giants can be found online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
Welcome
Rough Riders Baseball is brought to you by Olson, a full-service engineering and design firm with a strong presence in the Dallas-Fort Worth metro area. Olson's work enhances our communities by making them more sustainable, better connected, and more efficient. Simply put, Olson aims to make the world a better place for future generations to enjoy. Learn more about Olson's work in Texas and across the United States at Olson.com. Olson, engineering solutions that improve Texas communities.
Is this what you deal with when trying to enjoy the outdoors with your family and friends? Hi, this is Dennis Jenkins with ABC Home and Commercial Services. No one likes mosquitoes, and they carry diseases like Zika and West Nile virus. Our mosquito suppression service provides the most effective mosquito control so you can get back to enjoying the outdoors. Visit GoAnteater.com to schedule your mosquito suppression service today. When it comes to protecting your family, trust the professionals at ABC.
ABC Home and Commercial Services.
We've reached the top of the third here on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Nine and one for the Riders in the top of the third inning. No score. Jax Biggers, Matt Watley, J.P. Martinez, the 3-2 up against Blake Walston. Rough Riders, one hit so far. Two base runners, nothing to show for it in terms of the run column. Here's the lineback first pitch. Biggers swings, pops it sky high on the infield, left side. Blaze Alexander, the third baseman, called off by Cintron, the shortstop, into shallow left field. He makes the catch. One out, and here's Matt Watley. Top of the third, no score. Watley, 1-for-7 in the series with 3 walks. 1-for-9 in the series, I should say. First offering, across the outside corner, thigh high, a strike. 93-mile-an-hour fastball from Walston. As mentioned, Walston out of New Hanover High School in North Carolina. 0-1. A swing and a miss. Elevated fastball, 0-2. He's not the highest pick taken out of New Hanover High School. He was selected 26th overall in 2019. A man who was selected higher than him out of New Hanover was a position player, Trot Nixon, who was selected 7th overall in 1993. One back in the 0-2. Fouled back. Still no balls, 2 strikes. Nixon went on to have a very solid 12-year big league career. An 828 career OPS. Very strong. Won a World Series with Boston in 2004. 0-2. Slips up high, and it's now 1-2. Had a really good in 2003 season as well. 975 OPS. 28 homers. Normally, that would be MVP conversation. 1-2. Watley swings and misses on a slider down low and inside and strikes out. Fourth strikeout for Blake Walston. 2 outs, and J.P. Martinez at the top of the Riders' card makes his way to the plate. Nothing-nothing, top of the third inning. Aces clear, 2 outs. Martinez flew out to left field his first time up. Of course, 2003, that was the heart of the steroid era. There were a lot of good offensive numbers. Here's Walston's pitch. Martinez bunts down the third baseline, a really good one. Sliding attempt by Walston, but it goes in and out of his bare hand down the third baseline, and Martinez has an easy bunt base hit. A lot of speed from Martinez. He has his 8th hit of the series in 19 at-bats. It's a .421 average. He's back up above the 300 mark now on the season. Came in hitting .299. That brings Johnny Ornelas to the plate. He tripled his first time up in the first inning. 3-2 pitch, rifled into right center field. Walston working from the stretch with 2 outs. Scoreless top of the third. The pitch, Martinez goes. Pitches low, throw to second. Got him. Martinez caught stealing for the second consecutive day. He's now 20-for-27. 2-6 put out, and the side comes to a close in the third. No runs, a hit, no errors, nobody left on base, and we go to the bottom half of the third inning. No score on the Riders Baseball Network.
This week! Did you get to work on time?
Yeah, but I just realized it's Sunday.
Lil' Sweet says head on home. Dr. Pepper's on its way. So sweet, unique. Baby, there's nothing better. I bet you've probably done something that deserves a Dr. Pepper. Did you invest your nest egg in an NFT?
Yeah, and I don't even know what that is.
It's a non-fungible token.
Everyone's done something that deserves a Dr. Pepper.
Carpetech safely cleans and repairs all types of area rugs. For a limited time, when you clean one rug, we'll clean a second rug at half off. With decades of experience, Carpetech has mastered the art of rug cleaning, a process that requires a state-of-the-art facility, specialized equipment, and deep knowledge to effectively clean and restore even the most precious Persian or heirloom rugs. Our rug cleaning sale ends soon, so give us a call for a free estimate at 972-540-5142.
At Primrose Schools, a child's first years are our first priority. From infants to 5 years, high-quality early learning education and care means health and safety always come first. In classrooms with low student-to-teacher ratios and a thoughtful balance of play and structure, guided by teachers who nurture your child's natural curiosity, inspiring a lifelong love of learning. Visit primroseschools.com/DFW to schedule your tour today.
It's time for the bottom of the third on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Justin Slayton back to the mound for the Rough Riders in the bottom of the third. No score. Rough Riders and Sod Poodles. First pitch to Drew Stankiewicz. A fastball seams the inside corner for a strike, and it's 0-1. Stankiewicz to be followed by Corbin Carroll and Jorge Barrosa. It's 9-1-2 in the Sod Poodles order against Slayton, who allowed a base hit, but nothing else in the second. The pitch. Curveball. Strike in the outside corner, 0-2. For Justin Slayton, he's trying to find his form. He's had some really good outings this year, but the consistency has been the tough part for the right-hander. He went 5 shutout innings against Midland on April 28th. Still his best start of the year. He's ready from the stretch. 0-2. A liner foul into the netting left side. Still no balls, 2 strikes. And then he pitched really well in relief against Corpus Christi back on May 22nd, allowing just 1 run in 3 2/3 innings with 7 strikeouts. He's ready from the stretch. And the 0-2. Ground ball up the middle right to Johnny Ornelas. The shortstop backhands. Crowhop slings onto first. And Trey Hare just takes the high throw in with his toe on the pillow. And there's one away. Here's Corbin Carroll now. Riders and Sod Poodles scoreless. Home half of the third. One down. After that really good relief outing, Justin Slayton came out and walked 5 in 3 2/3 innings. The pitch, breaking ball, outside corner. Right of the knees for a strike to Corbin Carroll, and it's 0-1. He allowed 3 runs on just 1 hit. The pitch. Curveball misses way high. Watley didn't even try to reach up and grab it. It goes all the way back to the backstop, and it's 1-1. Those 3 runs, inherited runs that came in to score. He left with the bases loaded. 1-1. That one slips just low of the zone. 2-1. Ben Engstrand, our home plate umpire, didn't like it. Pull side shift on the infield for the left-handed batting Carroll. 2-1. Fastball, inside edge, a strike. Out belt high to Carroll, and it's 2-2. The center fielder singled back in the first inning. He's now 7-for-15 in the series with a 481-foot home run mixed in there. He's accounted for 6 runs. He's walked 4 times. He's had a very complete series. Slayton comes to a stop at the belt and fires home. Down low and inside. 3-2. Missed in the dirt. And Esteori Ruiz has been very good this year, but you can make an argument that Corbin Carroll is the best player we've seen from a position player standpoint. On the opposite side, the pitch. Just inside, didn't miss by much, 4. So his 5th walk of the series. And here's Jorge Barroso. Carroll's been doing it all season. It's not like he's been doing it to just the Rough Riders. He enters with a 1,068 OPS. Hitting .314 on the season as well. Still just 21 years old. So is this guy, Jorge Barroso. Strikeout looking in the first against Leiter. And now Slayton faces him for the first time. The first offering. Catches the outside corner, a called strike. It's 0-1. Barroso's big highlight in this series, a two-run walk-off home run two nights ago. An 11-10, 10-inning victory for Amarillo. Slayton, the 0-1. Down low in the dirt, Watley blocks, pounces on it immediately, and looks back Carroll. Ball and a strike. Barroso now 6-for-21 in the set. On the season, hitting .234, 5 homers, 21 RBIs. Slayton ready from the stretch. A long hold, the 1-1. Fouled straight back, and he's ahead in the count 1-2. Slayton has struck out a lot of batters this year, the 35 and 26 innings entering in. And he's had a pretty good time putting away hitters when he's been ahead in the count. That's what he is right now. The walk on a 3-2 pitch. In the third, the base hit on an 0-1 pitch to Enriquez. The offering is lined down the right field line, and that one drops in front of Fabian for a single. Carroll up to second. And back-to-back base runners with one out in the third for Amarillo. No score in the bottom of the third inning. One out for Eduardo Diaz. Diaz flew out to center field back in the first inning on a really nice catch by J.P. Martinez. He had to go a long way to his left to haul it in and then had to avoid Fabian, the right fielder, cutting over. Went into a slide just after he grabbed it. A brilliant catch. And now Diaz back up for his second trip. Slayton from the stretch. And here's the right-hander's pitch. Low and outside, misses with the slider. One ball, no strikes. Slayton trying to get out of the inning with a ground ball. One out. Rough Riders in double play depth up the middle. 1-0 pitch. Low and outside. Just misses, and it's two balls and no strikes. Slayton pins the ball behind his back. Looks in for a sign again. He's got it. Comes set. 2-0 toss on the way. Fastball. Low and outside. Three balls, no strikes. And the problems have come for Slayton this year when his command is off. He's walked as many as 5 in a start. He's done it twice this year. He's ready from the stretch. The 3-0 pitch. Fastball down the heart of the plate for a strike 3-1. It's been a good ground ball pitcher this year, trying to get the ground ball to get out of it. Inducing ground balls this season at a 47% clip, and usually a ground ball pitcher is about 45 and above. He offers home a line drive to left field. Strom back to the wall, looking up, and hits off the middle of the wall. Carroll around third. He's on his way home, and he comes in to score. An RBI single off the wall for Eduardo Diaz, and that's a great play by Kellen Strom, who knew it was off the wall off the bat, and he backed up like he was going to make the catch, and then at the last second turned around and played it off the wall, got it back in quickly, and Barroso could only move up to second. So an RBI single makes it 1-0 Amarillo. And here's Giancarlo Cintron. The entire infield comes in, along with Matt Watley, the catcher, Nelchat. I should say the entire infield except for Trey Hare. Poor lonely first baseman Trey Hare stays out there at his position. Cintron singled in the first to right field and then was thrown out, caught stealing. For the second time here in Double A, but he went 0-for-3 in stolen base attempts in Triple A when he was up there. 10 games up in Triple A Reno, hitting .487 up there before getting sent down yesterday. Slayton, the pitch. Breaking ball for a strike on the outer edge of the knees, and it's 0-1. Slayton deals with runners at first and second. One out, one in here in the third. And the Sod Poodle is striking first in this game. Slayton from the stretch. 0-1. Fastball rips it low and away. One ball, one strike. Slayton, a long brown beard and long hair poking out the back of his ball cap. He sets. 1-1. Curveball, hard grounder up the middle, right to Ornelas, who fields it short, steps in the back, throws on the first, got them both. Six unassisted, three double play. Nice job by Johnny Ornelas, and the Rough Riders are out of it here in the third. One run across on two hits, no errors, and one runner left on base. 1-0, Amarillo leads it as we go to the top of the fourth inning on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
The party deck at Riders Field offers one of the best views in the ballpark, located high above the first and third base lines. And when the summer heat hits, add on an adjoining suite to enjoy your experience in the cool AC. Reserve yours today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
The month of June features just one full homestand, but it's sure to be just as memorable. On June 14th, it's Super Splash Day, presented by Olsen, with water inflatables in the park for a 12:05 first pitch. Kevin Minch appears at Riders Field for Texas Baseball Legends. The Whataburger Food Bank Night is on June 18th, with post-game fireworks. Then, on June 19th, the Dallas Black Giants commemorate Juneteenth on Father's Day as they take Riders Field for the first time.
Ornelas on his way home, and he scores! A Little League home run for Johnny Ornelas.
Let's ride.
The Frisco Rough Riders are proud to partner with Minor League Baseball and Copa de la Diversión in 2022. For four games this season, the Riders will take the field at Los Quesos Frisco. Grab your Copa gear at the Riders Outpost and wear it with your Riders players for four home games this season. More information at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
New for Riders fans in 2022, we're proud to announce Silver Slugger Tuesdays. Fans 65 and older can receive a $10 ticket price when they show their ID at the Rough Riders box office. For more information, visit ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
Top half of the fourth inning coming your way here on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Rough Riders trailing 1-0 as we go to the top of the fourth inning, and Johnny Ornelas starts it off. Walston back into his wind, the left-hander's bench. It's on the outside corner, a called strike. 0-1. First pitch, curveball from Walston. The shortstop tripled his first time up. Walston peels in the 0-1. Grounder to third, one hop right to Alexander, fields chest high, rifles it across the diamond and gets Ornelas. One out here in the fourth inning for Justin Foscue. Rough Riders have managed two hits. Single for J.P. Martinez and that triple by Ornelas. Nothing to show for it, though. Foscue struck out swinging his first time up. First offering, he swings and misses out in front on a good change. 0-1. Foscue homered in the first inning of Game 3. 0-1. He swings into a high fly ball to shallow right field. Barossa charging in, cutting over into the right center alley. He makes the catch. Two down, and Dustin Harris makes his way to the plate. Two down on just four pitches for Walston. Man, he has really struggled this season, but not against the Rough Riders whatsoever. He came into that game on Tuesday with a 10-3-1 ERA in five outings. First pitch, swinging a foul back behind home, and it's 0-1. Six shutout innings, in that game against the Rough Riders on Tuesday, and then he's gone 3 2/3 shutout so far today. Really strong stuff from Walston. The left-hander with the glove at the belt, he looks in for his sign. Shoulders go up and down with a deep breath. He's back into his wind in the 0-1. Just up high. One ball and one strike. Harris in from the left-handed batter's box, just slightly open. Black cleats against gray pants. Road grays today for the Riders. 1-1 toss. Swing and a miss. Good slider off the outside corner, and it's 1-2. Walston peels back in the 1-2. Swing and a miss. He struck him out. Upstairs the 94-mile-an-hour heater, and he is cruising right now through four innings. Five Ks for the left-hander. No runs, hits, errors, nobody left on base. His first 1-2-3 inning. We go to the home half of the fourth. It's 1-0. Amarillo leads on the Riders Baseball Network.
Hey fans, Victor Rojas, Frisco Rough Riders General Manager here, reminding you that Wednesdays at Riders Field are dedicated to the legends of Texas baseball lore. Join us at the ballpark every Wednesday home game throughout the 2022 season to be in the presence of some of the best of Texas baseball, featuring appearances from Hall of Famers Eric Nadell and Ferguson Jenkins, legendary catcher Jim Sundberg, Mr. Ranger Tom Grieve, and more. More information can be found at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
The Party Deck at Riders Field offers one of the best views in the ballpark, located high above the first and third base lines. And when the summer heat hits, add on an adjoining suite to enjoy your experience in the cool AC. Reserve yours today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
Every Thursday home game at Riders Field is Thirsty Thursday with half-price drink specials from 6 to 8 p.m. Join the party at the ballpark every Thursday by booking your tickets now at ridersbaseball.com or by calling 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
At Whataburger, how do you make something that's already fresh even fresher? By adding fresh new things, like crisp pico de gallo for a little kick, and creamy cilantro lime sauce for that extra whoa. And pepper jack cheese because, of course, all on top of two fresh beef patties or with chicken on a brioche bun. Whataburger's limited time pico de gallo burger and new pico de gallo chicken sandwiches. Good thing for fresh things. Good thing there's Whataburger.
We've reached the home half of the fourth here on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Amarillo with a 1-0 advantage as we go to the bottom half of the fourth. Blaze Alexander, Nick D'Alessandro, and Robbie Enriquez against Justin Slayton. First pitch. Alexander takes low and outside. It's 1-0. Slayton allowed the game's first run in the third. A walk, a couple base hits, but induced a 6-3 double play to get out of the inning. 1-0 toss. Swing and a miss. Good pitch low and outside in the dirt. And Alexander cut through it. It's 1-1. Alexander, a fly out to center his first time up. This is the first man who faced Justin Slayton back in the second. Slayton ready from the stretch in the 1-1 toss. Right on the outside edge of the 96-mile-an-hour fastball, and it's 1-2. If you're just joining us and you're wondering, hey, well, why isn't Jack Leiter out there? He was the scheduled opener in today's game, just supposed to go one inning. Slayton is the long relief today. 1-2. Ground ball foul, third base side. Still 1-2, or piggyback, as the term is. This is Slayton's normal start day, and they go one inning with Leiter, and then Slayton will go long relief. He's ready from the stretch, righty-righty, beginning the fourth. The pitch. Breaking ball, hit on a line down the right field side, and foul. Still 1-2. Earlier today, the Rangers took on the White Sox in their Sunday day game, and they went into extra innings. Slayton comes set, and he pitches home. Swing and a miss, got him with a slider low and away, strike three. Justin Slayton's first strikeout, one out, and that brings Nick D'Alessandro to the plate. Well, the Rangers won 8-6 in 12 innings. And it was a big day from Ezekiel Duran, the former Rough Rider. He went 2-for-6 with a game, or I should say a go-ahead three-run home run in the top of the 10th inning. First offering home to D'Alessandro slips high on a curveball, and it's 1-0. Duran with that three-run bomb, his second in his Major League career. Slayton's offering. Swing and a miss. Low in the dirt off the outside corner. Alessandro whiffs through it, and it's one ball and one strike. Duran now hitting .313 with those two homers. Slayton ready from the stretch. 1-1 toss. Swing and a miss. Another breaking ball low in the dirt. Alessandro swings through it. One ball, two strikes. 1-0 Amarillo, bottom four. One out, bases clear. Texas coming away with the victory, scoring two more runs in the 12th inning. I said the 10th. That Duran homer was in the 11th. Slayton delivers. Swing and a miss. Got him upstairs with the fastball at 95. Justin Slayton. First two strikeouts back-to-back here in the fourth. Robbie Enriquez stands in now. Two outs. Enriquez singled back in the second inning. He was stranded there. Amarillo leading 1-0. So Texas picks up the victory in Chicago. First pitch. Breaking ball on the outside corner, a strike, and it's 0-1. They move to 28-31 now on the season, trying to climb their way back to .500. Slayton stretches and deals in the 0-1. Curveball high and outside, missed. One ball, one strike. If you didn't see the play that Adolis Garcia made coming in to score on the two-run single from Jonah Heim in the 11th, or in the 12th, I should say, you should look it up. 1-1, fastball, ripped foul left side. Slayton's ahead 1-2. Garcia was dead to rights at the plate on a great throw. And instead of trying to go through the catcher, he decided to go around him. Ducked under the tag and got the right hand in there just on the corner of the plate. And he was safe. It was a really athletic play and really fun to watch. Slayton ready in the 1-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. Got him down low and inside of the dirt with the slider. A throw on down to first, and it completes the strikeout. And Justin Slayton strikes out this side for his first three Ks of the day. No runs, hits, errors. Nobody left on base. We go to the top of the fifth inning. Rough Riders trailing 1-0 on the Riders Baseball Network.
Rough Riders fans, the Texas Rangers' future is here on MILB.TV.
Back in the wall, goodbye!
With every home and away game streamed live, the only way to watch the Riders on any device this season is on MILB.TV.
Swing and a miss, he struck him out. Rough Riders win!
Use promo code ROUGHRIDERS at checkout to save $10 on a yearly subscription. Visit MILB.TV for details today.
It's the classic dilemma at Whataburger. You pick up your patty melt with two fresh all-beef patties, melted Monterey Jack cheese, grilled onions, then creamy pepper sauce. And just when you're about to dig into Whataburger's take on this all-time classic, someone utters the dreaded words.
Can I have a bite?
Should you? Shouldn't you? Maybe you just take a big bite so you don't have to answer. Good thing that dilemma's over. Good thing there's the patty melt at Whataburger.
There's no better way to stay up to date with the 2022 season than with the Riders Report blog. With the Riders Report blog, stay caught up with the news around the Frisco Rough Riders and updates from around the rest of the Texas League. Catch exclusive feature stories and interviews with Riders players and coaches.
How ruthless baseball can be.
No. I love the game so much.
The talented guys that are here.
Get an in-depth look around the Riders as well as the rest of the Rangers farm system at ridersinsider.moblogs.com.
Let's get the top of the fifth started here on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Frisco trying to manufacture some offense as we go to the top of the fifth inning. They trail 1-0 the Amarillo Sod Poodles in the series finale of this six-game set. Blake Walston just allowing two hits so far through his first four innings of play. He struck out five Rough Riders batters, and he faces Sandro Fabian to start things off. Right-handed batter, left-hander on the mound. He looks over his glove, back into his windup. First pitch. Curveball, outside corner, knee level for a strike. He's quickly ahead, 0-1. Walston efficient so far through his four innings, just 44 pitches. That was his 45th. The pitch, breaking ball, line into left field, right in front of Eduardo Diaz for a base hit. And Sandro Fabian takes a wide turnaround first, but stops right there, content with a single to lead things off in the fifth inning. Trey Hare makes his way to the plate. Well, if there's any guy who has the ability to make it a 2-1 game with one swing of the bat, it's the hottest man on the planet right now, Trey Hare. He's homered in 5 consecutive games, a franchise record. Walston from the stretch. And the first offering on the way. He shows bunt, pulls back and takes low and outside. 1-1, no strikes. The shift on for Trey Hare, the left-handed batter, is to the pole side. And the third baseman, Blaze Alexander, was playing way back. He now comes in. Quick throw over to first. Fabian back in with a step and a dive. That hit for Fabian. The third today for Frisco. Being out hit. 5-3 so far. Walston looks and fires. That's just off the outside corner with a breaking ball. Hare's ahead. 2-2, no strikes. A home run in every game in this series. 6 home runs on the road trip for Trey Hare. Tied for the team high with 11. 2-0 pitch. Low and outside. 3-3 and no strikes. It's the first 3-3 count since he walked Sandro Fabian to start off in the second inning. It's only the third 3-3 count all game for the left-hander. He issues in. That catches the inside corner, a called strike. Hare still ahead, 3-1. Frisco being shut out through 4-plus innings after scoring 36 runs combined over their last 3 games, including 16 last night. The pitch is a ground ball up the middle right to the second baseman, Stankiewicz. Fields on to short, and that's 1-2 as they turn it over on the double play. Giancarlo Cintrone finishes it off, and leadoff single eliminated for the Rough Riders. 4-6-3 double play. There's Kellen Strom. 1-0 Amarillo. Rough Riders set a season high with 19 hits in yesterday's game. The pitch. Low and away. Fastball. 1-1, no strikes. 7 of them left the park. Came within 1 of a season high, 8 home runs that tied a franchise record back on May 15th at Tulsa. 1-0 pitch. High to Strom, and it's 2-1, no strikes. A lot of power in yesterday's game, and there's 16 homers on the series, lead all of minor league baseball in the last 5 games. Nothing today so far. 2 out, spaces clear. 2-0 pitch. Strom takes a breaking ball, letter high for a strike outside corner. He nods yes in agreement on Ben Engstrand's call behind home. Back in for the right-handed batter's box. 2-1. A high drive, deep to left center field. This one's back to the wall, and goodbye! Kellen Strom, his third home run of the season, second of the series. We're tied at 1-1 in the fifth. Kellen Strom with a line drive home run out to left center field. He got all of that baseball. 1-1 ball game, and here's Jax Biggers. Well, for Blake Walston, that's his 6th home run he's allowed here in Double A this year. 5 of them have been from right-handed batters. Left-hander has to tie his shoe back behind home. Trackman saying that was a 465-foot home run. Oh my goodness, is that correct? Pitch home to Biggers is low and outside. 1-1, no strikes. 465 feet. Oh, what a shot from Strong. Wind back in the pitch. On the outside corner, a called strike, and it's 1-1. Goodness gracious, what a blast out to left center field. A 1-1 ball game here in the fifth. Pitch on the way to Biggers. A check swing, low and away in the dirt. He went around. 1-2. Kellen Strom coming up with a big home run. That's now 17 home runs for the Rough Riders in this series. Wind blowing out to left field may have helped that ball get that extra footage as the 1-2 slips low and away, and it's now 2-2 strikes. and he crushed it. Left on left, 2-2 home. Swing and a miss, got him. Fastball off the outside corner, Biggers down swinging. Six strikeouts for Blake Walston, and the side comes to a close. But the Rough Riders put up a run on two hits, no errors, and nobody left on base. Kellen Strom, solo home run to left center, and the Riders have tied it up at 1-1 as we go to the bottom of the fifth on the Riders Baseball Network.
Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
Dodge the summer heat with our air-conditioned suites at Riders Field. Entertain clients, celebrate special events, or simply enjoy a ballgame with friends and family. The suite life is the perfect way to enjoy your next game at Riders Field. Call today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
So many new things to protect in life. A little care helps to keep things all right. Nationwide is on your side.
Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio.
At Riders Field, Sundays are for the kids. Every Sunday home Rough Riders game means kid-friendly themes, inflatables, and games. And post-game, kids run the bases for free. There's no better place in the Metroplex to spend a Sunday than with the Riders Kids Sunday Fun Days. For tickets and information, visit ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993.
Strike three call! This one's over!
Let's ride!
We're back with the bottom of the fifth on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Justin Slayton's first pitch to Andy Yerzy is low and outside. It's one ball and no strikes. We start the home half of the fifth inning. Tied at one. Rough Riders and Sod Poodles game 6 of 6. The pitch. Another one down low off the inside corner. Two balls, no strikes to Yerzy. Slayton mowing through the order in the fourth, striking out the side. His first three strikeouts of the evening. 2-0. Down low and inside again, this time with a fastball. It's three balls, no strikes. A run on five hits, no errors for Amarillo. A run on four hits, no errors for Frisco. 3-0 pitch. Down and in, ball four. Four-pitch walk starts things off in the fifth inning, and Drew Stankiewicz stands in. Slayton's second walk issued. The first walk, Corbin Carroll, came in to score on the Eduardo Diaz RBI single. Leadoff walks usually find their way around. Slayton has already induced a double play today. Stankiewicz, the switch hitter from the left. Slayton's pitch. Breaking ball, strike outside corner, 0-1. Rough Riders pull side shift on the infield. Dustin Foskey, the second baseman, halfway in between first and second. Slayton, the right-hander, issues in. Swing and a miss and a good curve down low. Stankiewicz way out in front. Slayton's ahead 0-2. Stankiewicz had a really good ball game yesterday. 4-for-4. A double, 3 RBIs, 2 runs scored. Slayton's pitch. Swinging a grounder foul off the Riders dugout. First base side. Still no balls and 2 strikes. Stankiewicz with that day brought his average up from 213 to 237. It's crazy what a 4-for-4 day will give you. Slayton, 0-2. A line drive the opposite way. Caught by Biggers at third. Throw to first. Not in time. No, just one out, not the two. A line out to third base. And Yerzy safe at first. Back up to the top of the order now with one out, one on, 1-1 ball game. Bottom half of the fifth inning, Corbin Carroll makes his way in. He's reached twice today on a single and a walk, and he scored a run. Slayton, the first pitch. A line drive the opposite way down the left field line, falls in for a base hit. Strom cuts it off and slings it back in quickly. Corbin Carroll has reached all three times he's come up. Jorge Barroso stands in now. 1-1 ball game, but two aboard with one out for the second time in the last three innings. Barroso singled to right field back in the third. He's one for two. Slayton faces the left-handed batter and delivers home. Misses low of the zone, and it's one ball and no strikes. A right-handed pitcher. Slayton has allowed a lot of base hits this year. He issues home. A line drive down the right field line and foul. That one, an extra base is written all over it, but it just landed foul. 1-1. Slayton looks in once again, ball tucked behind his back. 1-1. Breaking ball, first base side, ground ball and foul. One ball, two strikes. Left-handers have had a lot more success this season against Slayton than righties have. Lefties are hitting .257 against him. Right-handers a measly .197. The walks have been the big problem for Slayton. 1-2. Curveball in the dirt, blocked by Watley. Two balls, two strikes. Right-handers, that .197 average, they haven't even done much damage against him either, just one home run. If you look at the OPS, left-handers, an almost .950 OPS. Lefties at .617, or righties at .617. Slayton's pitch. Fastball just low of the zone. Did not miss by very much. And it's three balls and two strikes. So runners at first and second. Three balls, two strikes. And one out. They will not be taking off automatically. Yerzy does not have good speed at second. Slayton delivers. High and outside. Ball four. Base is loaded. Two walks and a single here in the fifth inning, and the bags are packed for Eduardo Diaz. The three-hitter hit an RBI single off the wall in left field back in the third. Wind billowing out to left field at 21 miles an hour. You're on a very warm day in Amarillo. Slayton's pitch. Off the outside corner. Miss with a breaking ball, and it's one ball and no strikes. Diaz, 4 for 17 in the series. Slayton, the 1-0 toss. Hit high in the air, deep to right center field. Martinez going back to the warning track. Can't get it. It hits off the warning track and up against the fence. Fabian picks it up, fires it back in. But two runs come in to score. Yerzy and Carroll come in. And Eduardo Diaz delivers a two-run double. Barroso all the way to third. .39 RBIs now for Eduardo Diaz. And Giancarlo Cintron bats. Two in scoring position. Slayton ready from the stretch. Infield comes in for the Riders. The pitch. Way outside with a fastball at 95, and it's one ball, no strikes. No action out in the Rough Riders bullpen. Slayton fires. Fouled back. Ball and a strike. There hasn't been a soft ball hit in this inning. Line drive out to third. Single by Corbin Carroll. Walk from Barossa. This is all after the Andy Yerzy walk. A two-run double by Eduardo Diaz. The pitch is lined into center field. Martinez coming on. Can't make the catch. Barossa comes in from third. Diaz up to third. And it's now a 4-1 ball game. And now the Rough Riders will start to get the bullpen up. Three runs in the inning. Four straight have reached. And Tyler Thomas starts to throw. Time called. Here comes Avery Sullivan out of the Rough Riders dugout. He's going to go have a chat. Now Sullivan will go talk with Slayton. Give Tyler Thomas a little bit more time to continue to loosen up. Alexander's 0-2 today. But four straight have reached. Two walks, the big thing for Slayton. He's allowed some pretty good contact so far in this inning, but the walks are the thing that have come back to bite him. Two walks, both of them have come in to score. And then Corbin Carroll, that third run, he's singled. Alexander in from the right side. Cintron at first base. Diaz at third. Righty-righty, Slayton's pitch. Fastball high, one ball, no strikes. Slayton had come in really strong against right-handers, as we just talked about. Cintron, a right-handed hitter with a base hit. Eduardo Diaz, a right-handed hitter with a base hit. The pitch. Low off the outside corner, and it's two balls, no strikes. A double for Diaz, in fact. Amarillo doing damage. Top hitting club in all of minor league baseball by batting average. Third in OPS. Slayton, the 2-0. High off the outside corner, three balls, no strikes. Alexander ahead in the count. Here's Slayton's 3-0 pitch. Fastball in there for a strike, 3-1. Slayton, the second pitcher used by the Riders after Jack Leiter opened in the game, threw one shutout inning. Slayton's offering, swing and a miss, 3-2. Blew a fastball by him. Still just one out in the inning, three runs in, and runners on the corners. Rough Riders tied the game at 1-1 in the top of the fifth with a Kellenstrom homer. And now three runs for Amarillo. Slayton, the payoff pitch on the way. And actually a throw over to first to check on Cintron before that. Rough Riders in yesterday's ball game used five pitchers, three of them in that long eighth inning, with 11 runs in for Amarillo. Slayton's pitch. Cintron takes off. Low and away. Ball four. And the bases are loaded again. Nick D'Alessandro makes his way to the plate. And looks like Slayton's going to stay in and face D'Alessandro at the very least. 4-1. Amarillo out in front. Bottom half of the fifth inning. One out. D'Alessandro, the eighth man up in the inning. Slayton steps off. Right-hander ready from the stretch. And the pitch home. Swing and a miss. High fastball, 0-1. He's never needed a ground ball more than he does right now. Already one double play induced back in the third. Closes off from the stretch and the 0-1 toss on the way. Fastball low and away. Gets away from Whatley back to the backstop. Diaz comes home. 5-1 Amarillo. Now the double play is out of order. Wild pitch moves Diaz home. Cintron to third. Alexander to second. 1-1 to D'Alessandro. A 4-run advantage now for Amarillo. Infield comes in for Frisco. Slayton kicks in the 1-1. Low and outside. 2 balls, 1 strike. This has been a tough inning for Justin Slayton. A lot of pitches. He's ready from the stretch. And he delivers in the 2-1. It's crosses up. Whatley hits off his face mask, goes back behind home. And that brings Cintron in from third. Oh, my goodness. Whatley just wore a 96-mile-an-hour fastball off the face mask as he lowered his glove, thinking it was a breaking ball. Oh, another wild pitch. 6-1 Amarillo. 5 runs in here in the fifth. 2 wild pitches in this at-bat. Alexander to third. 3 balls and 1 strike. Oh, that cannot be a good feeling at all when you're a catcher. You call one pitch, and you get a 96-mile-an-hour heater right to the face. A 3-1 to D'Alessandro, the catcher. Infield still in for Frisco, trailing 6-1 now. Slayton's offering. Fouled straight back, and it's 3-2. Still one out. Five straight base runners have reached against Slayton. He delivers in the payoff. Swinging a soft roller, cued off the end of the bat, up the first base line and foul. Still 3 balls, 2 strikes. That thing was hugging the chalk all the way down the first base line, and Trey Hare, the first baseman, was right there. Just watched it roll foul. Picked it up right in line with the base, just about 6 or 7 inches foul. Give or take. 3 balls, 2 strikes still on D'Alessandro, and Slayton trying to get out of the inning. Pull side shift with the infield in. Payoff pitch. Low and outside, ball 4. D'Alessandro draws the free pass, and Robbie Enriquez will come up to the plate, but here comes Jared Gettert, and that's going to do it for Justin Slayton. So Slayton works into his 4th inning here in the 5th. Gets the first out, but allows 5 runs so far. And Tyler Thomas will come out of the Rough Riders bullpen to face the 9th man up in the inning here in the 5th in Robbie Enriquez, with runners on the corners and still just 1 out. It's 6-1 Amarillo. Tyler Thomas takes the mound, and we return on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Are you all about the long home runs?
That one is out of here!
Do you enjoy the big strikeout?
Strike 3 called. This one's over.
How about a dazzling defensive play?
Dives and makes the catch! Unreal!
Then come watch the Frisco Rough Riders at Riders Field for all that and more.
He's going to come in to score, and the Riders walk it off!
For tickets and information, visit ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride!
Oh, my goodness.
Hey, fans. Victor Rojas, Frisco Rough Riders General Manager here, reminding you that we can provide you the best night for you and your groups at Riders Field. Whether it's a fun night out with some friends or a company outing, spend your night with us for some great food and baseball. Don't miss your opportunity. Call 972-334-1993 or visit us online at ridersbaseball.com to learn more about all of our offers and flexible payment methods. Never miss a second of the excitement of Riders Baseball. Let's ride.
Baseball managers build balance in their lineup with the right combination of power and finesse to field a winning team. Fans can find balance on the plate with Better Balance, the new meat alternative that's 100% plant-based deliciousness. No one wants to give up on taste to eat healthier. That's one reason why we created Better Balance, to provide healthy and tasty options that both vegetarians and carnivores will love. Try Better Balance now at the ballpark and soon at better retailers nearby. Better Balance. Nutritious, delicious, delightful.
You're listening to the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Tyler Thomas takes over out of the Rough Riders bullpen. 6-1 Amarillo, 5 runs into the inning. And the first pitch on the way to Enriquez is outside. Throw to second, not in time as D'Alessandro swipes second base. His 14th steal in 15 attempts. And the infield comes back in for the Rough Riders. So one ball, no strikes on Enriquez. Runners at second and third, and one out. 5 runs in, 6-1 Amarillo. Left on left, Thomas delivers. Inside, it hit him. Oh, hit him with a curveball. Enriquez hit by a pitch, and now officially Amarillo has batted around. Andy Yerzy, who started this inning off with a 4-pitch walk, makes his way home. Yerzy 0-for-1, that walk and a run scored. First pitch. A high fly ball into shallow left field. Strom coming in. He's under it. Alexander tags at third and bluffs. And a good thing, too, because a very strong throw by Kellen Strom. A fly ball out to left field, and that's exactly what Tyler Thomas needed. 2 outs in the inning for Drew Stankiewicz. Thomas, the third pitcher the Rough Riders have turned to today. Lighters started, went an inning. Justin Slayton, 3 1/3 innings out of the bullpen. He's allowed all 6 runs and still responsible for the man on the base pass. The pitch. Breaking ball, outside corner for a strike, and it's 0-1. I should say he's responsible for the men at second and third. Enriquez is Tyler Thomas's batter. He takes his lead from first. Stankiewicz lined out to the third baseman, Jax Biggers, earlier in this inning. The pitch. Outside, it's 1-1. Five runs on just 3 hits in the inning. The pitch. Swing and a miss. Good breaking ball low in the dirt. 1-2. 4 walks and a hit batter. In some ways reminiscent of the 11-run 8th inning that Amarillo had last night. Pitch home. Soft tapper up the middle. Ornelas charges from short. Picks underhand flip onto second. And he gets Enriquez there to retire the side in the 5th. But 5 runs across on 3 base hits, no errors, and the bases left loaded. We go on to the top of the 6th. It's now 6-1 Amarillo on the Riders Baseball Network.
Baseball managers build balance in their lineup with the right combination of power and finesse to field a winning team. Fans can find balance on the plate with Better Balance, the new meat alternative that's 100% plant-based deliciousness. No one wants to give up on taste to eat healthier. That's one reason why we created Better Balance, to provide healthy and tasty options that both vegetarians and carnivores will love. Try Better Balance now at the ballpark and soon at better retailers nearby. Better Balance. Nutritious. Delicious. Delightful.
CoServe is proud to be the official electricity provider of the Frisco Rough Riders. Serving thousands of homes and businesses in Collin County and the surrounding area, CoServe is not just your power company, we're also a part of your community. We take pride in supporting local schools, nonprofits, and first responders, and even more pride in supplying you with safe and reliable energy. The Frisco Rough Riders are powered by CoServe, your local electric cooperative and gas provider. Check out the impact we're having in your area at www.coserve.com/community.
It's the classic dilemma at Whataburger. You pick up your patty melt with two fresh all-beef patties, melted Monterey Jack cheese, grilled onions, then creamy pepper sauce. And just when you're about to dig into Whataburger's take on this all-time classic, someone utters the dreaded words.
Can I have a bite?
Should you? Shouldn't you? Maybe you just take a big bite so you don't have to answer. Good thing that dilemma's over. Good thing there's the patty melt at Whataburger.
Live action continues with the top of the sixth inning here on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Nine-hole hitting. Matt Whatley starts it off for the Riders in the sixth. Here's the wind back in the pitch. Whatley fouls it back, and it's 0-1. Rough Riders find themselves down 6-1 as we go to the top of the sixth inning, thanks to a five-run bottom half of the fifth inning from Amarillo. They sent 11 men up to the plate, scoring five times on just three hits. 0-1 pitch. Whatley lines it into right center field. That one's headed for the gap, and it's down. Whatley around first. He's hot-footing it to second. He stomps on the brakes halfway in between first and second and heads back in. A long single as Corbin Carroll tracked it down from center. A base hit for Matt Whatley is second of this series. And J.P. Martinez makes his way home. Fifth hit today for Frisco, after a season-high 19 last night. Here's the left-hander's pitch. Breaking ball settles on the outside corner for a strike, and it's 0-1. Martinez, quite a day yesterday, reaching four times, including three hits. Wilson from the stretch. He kicks it home. Misses just inside. It's 1-1 to Martinez. The center fielder singled on a bunt back in the third. The pitch settles on the upper edge, outside corner, a called strike, and it's 1-2. Martinez now 8-for-19, hitting over 400 in the series. 918 OPS on the year, entering into today's action. The pitch home, high off the outside corner, we're even at 2-2. Portion of the Riders' order to try and claw their way back into this one, and plenty of ball game left in a very offensive park as well. Walston ready from the stretch. Glove comes to a stop at the chest, and he pitches home the 2-2. A swing and a hard line drive down the right field line and foul. Sends Seth Nordlund and Ty Tiedemann spraying off the bench in the bullpen. Still two balls, two strikes. Jorge Barrosa tossed that onto the berm, sending a whole gaggle of kids after it. Walston ready from the stretch, and the 2-2 on the way. High and outside, ball three. Three balls, two strikes to Martinez, the center fielder. Very interesting game, very opposite of what we saw the last two nights. Five-run lead for Amarillo. Here's the 3-2. Down low and inside for ball four. And Walston cannot believe that he didn't get that strike call. He rolls his head back and twirls off the mound. Base hit and a walk start off the sixth inning for the Riders, and here's Ornelas. Walston visibly frustrated, the 20-year-old. Gets a visit from D'Alessandro, who walks him back up the mound. Arm around him, trying to calm him down a bit. That's one of the things with the young pitchers. If they don't get a call, sometimes they aren't able to recuperate. The Rough Riders hoping they can get to D'Alessandro now. Their only run, a solo home run from Kellen Strom back in the fifth inning. Their 17th home run in the series. But they need a lot more runs to claw back into this one, trailing by five. Ornelas, 1-for-2 with a triple back in the first. Third baseman Alexander in at the cut of the grass. Right-handed batter, two on, nobody out. Usually a bunt situation. The pitch. Low and in, one ball, no strike. Certainly not a bunt situation in this instance, though, because the Riders trail by so many runs. They need base runners. Ornelas keeping his weight on his back foot. Bouncing that front foot up and down as he rocks with his whole body in rhythm. 1-0. Low and outside. Two balls, no strikes. Good to see Ornelas making solid contact once again starting last night. Entering into last night, Ornelas was just 1 for 12 in the series. Another hit today. Walston shivers in the 2-0. Breaking ball hit foul on the ground. Third base side right to Chad Comer, Riders third base coach. Two balls, one strike. Makes the play and tosses it into the Sod Poodles dugout. Justin Foskey on deck. He's 0 for 2 today, but the three-hole hitter. Walston readies. 2-1 toss. Swing and a miss. Blew a fastball by him. Ornelas late on it, and it's 2-2. Not expecting the heater there. Ornelas hit a home run in the ninth inning in yesterday's game. A missile to left center. His sixth home run of the season. 2-2. Breaking ball, ground ball, right side, through for a base hit. Watley up to third. He's getting waved home. Here comes the throw from Barossa. It goes into the middle of the infield, and Watley comes in to score. RBI single for Johnny Ornelas. J.P. Martinez up to second, and the Rough Riders now trail by 4, 6-2. Second hit today for Johnny Ornelas. His team-high 23rd multi-hit game. And pitching coach Shane Lowe comes out, and he'll have a chat. Justin Foskey has a good chance to bring the Riders back a little closer. Frisco with three straight base runners here in the sixth. A single from Matt Watley, walk from J.P. Martinez, RBI single Johnny Ornelas into right field the opposite way. Foskey 0 for 2, a strikeout and a flyout to right field. And the home plate umpire Ben Engstrand goes out and breaks up the party on the mound. Entire infield retreats. Foskey waiting patiently at the plate, or impatiently, I guess. 6-2 Amarillo. One run in here in the top of the sixth for Frisco. Foskey back into the right-handed batter's box. Open stance. Walston ready from the stretch, and he delivers home. Breaking ball, top of the zone, a called strike, and it's 0-1. Foskey has plenty of home run power. Four homers this year in limited time, joining the club about halfway through April. Walston stretches. 0-1. Foskey swings, pops it sky high in the infield left side. Cintron, the shortstop, is under it. Two steps into the outfield grass and left. He makes the catch. One down in the sixth, and here's Dustin Harris. Some light rain starts to fall. Well, we didn't expect any rain in this ballgame, but here it comes. Very light rain. It is very warm out, so doesn't send anybody scattering to the seats. Walston from the stretch, he pitches. Harris swings, cues it off the end of the bat, up the third baseline, and fair! And Martinez is safe at third as Blaze Alexander fielded the ball in fair territory, tried to reach his right foot back onto the pillow, and Martinez just beat it as Harris cued that off the end of the bat. It started in foul territory and then just curved back into fair territory with all the English it had on it. And it was a fair ball and an infield hit for Harris. How about that? An infield single, third hit of the inning for the Rough Riders. Harris's first hit. Bases loaded for Sandro Fabian. Riders trailing by 4, the pitch. Fabian swings, drives it into center field. Carroll back, he's under it, makes the catch. Everyone tags. Martinez comes in to score from third. Everyone else holds. And the Rough Riders now trail by 3, 6-3. A sacrifice fly by Sandro Fabian. He's had three productive plate appearances today. A walk, a hit, and now a sack fly. And here's Trey Hare. Runners at first and second, two down. Two in for the Rough Riders, trailing 6-3. And Trey Hare makes his way in. 0 for 2 day for the left-handed batter. Sitting on five straight days of the homer. Left-hander's pit. Swing and a miss. Out in front of the breaking ball, 0-1. All five of Hare's home runs this series have been to the opposite field. Left-hander ready from the stretch. He kicks and delivers. Breaking ball low and outside, and it's now one ball, one strike on Hare. Riders first baseman. Not quite to the late juncture of this ball game as we're here in the top of the sixth, but things starting to get a little bit later than you'd like. You'd love to get at least one more run here with this golden situation. Runners at first and second. The southpaw kicks in the 1-1. Strike on the inside corner on Hare, belt high. He didn't like it. 1-2. Harris singled. He's at first. Ornelas also singled. He's at second. Walston stretches. And the 1-2 pitch on the way to Hare. Swing and a miss, struck him out. Got him on a breaking ball. Hare down on strikes for the seventh strikeout for Blake Walston. But the Rough Riders do get two runs. It comes on three hits, no errors, and two left stranded. Riders trailing 6-3 as we go to the home half of the sixth on the Riders Baseball Network.
Carpetech safely cleans and repairs all types of area rugs. For a limited time, when you clean one rug, we'll clean a second rug at half off. With decades of experience, Carpetech has mastered the art of rug cleaning, a process that requires a state-of-the-art facility, specialized equipment, and deep knowledge to effectively clean and restore even the most precious Persian or heirloom rugs. Our rug cleaning sale ends soon, so give us a call for a free estimate at 972-540-5142.
The month of June features just one full homestand, but it's sure to be just as memorable. On June 14th, it's Super Splash Day, presented by Olson, with water inflatables in the park for a 12:05 first pitch. Kevin Minch appears at Riders Field for Texas Baseball Legends. The Whataburger Food Bank Night is on June 18th, with post-game fireworks. Then, on June 19th, the Dallas Black Giants commemorate Juneteenth on Father's Day as they take Riders Field for the first time.
Ornelas on his way home, and he scores! A Little League home run for Johnny Ornelas.
Let's ride.
New for Riders fans in 2022, we're proud to announce Silver Slugger Tuesdays. Fans 65 and older can receive a $10 ticket price when they show their ID at the Rough Riders box office. For more information, visit ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
Every Thursday home game at Riders Field is Thirsty Thursday with half-price drink specials from 6 to 8 p.m. Join the party at the ballpark every Thursday by booking your tickets now at ridersbaseball.com or by calling 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
Back to the ballpark for the bottom of the sixth on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Let's go!
First pitch, a strike from Tyler Thomas to Corbin Carroll. And here's the next offering. That falls on the outside corner for strike two. 0-2. Rough Riders trailing 6-3. Bottom half of the sixth inning. Thomas delivers in. Breaking ball, low and outside, and misses. One ball, two strikes. Corbin Carroll, Jorge Barrosa, Eduardo Diaz, top third of the order for Amarillo. Thomas flutters the glove, winds and delivers. A line drive in a right field down the line and foul. Still one ball, two strikes on Carroll. He got out in front of it. Really good day for the center fielder so far. He scored a couple times. 2-for-2, two singles, a walk. Average up to 321 now. Thomas the 1-2. Low and away, he misses in the dirt. Two balls, two strikes. Corbin Carroll is one of those guys you're going to see in the big leagues for a long, long time. Really reminds you a lot of Alec Thomas, who we saw here last year and now having a great season so far with the big league club. 2-2. Carroll takes low. 3 balls, 2 strikes. Alec Thomas was a guy who some thought might not be able to have the success right away in the big leagues. Here's the offering in. A swing and a grounder. First baseline. Hits off the bag. Trampolines over Hare down the right field side. Carroll can fly. He's up to second. He's steaming on his way to third. The throw not made. Carroll with a triple to lead things off here in the sixth. He is a joy to watch run. Corbin Carroll, another extra base hit, which has been a season of extra base hits for him. Carroll is aboard at first or at third to lead things off here in the sixth, and Jorge Barroso stands in. Right-hander against the left-handed pitcher, and the offering is high. Infield comes in. 1 ball, no strikes. Carroll can really run at third base, as we just saw. He just picked up his 5th triple. The offering in. A swing and a grounder, third base side. Fair ball just over the top of the bag. Carroll comes in to score. It kicks off the sidewall away from Strom, and Barroso pulls in and arrives at second with an RBI double. 7-3 Amarillo. Boy, a ball that was right down the third base line, just fair. And that's back-to-back extra base hits on balls that have been fair by a combined no more than a foot. Eduardo Diaz hits now. 29 extra base hits for Corbin Carroll. One of the top marks in all of minor league baseball. And now Barroso at second for Eduardo Diaz in the pitch. Breaking ball outside, 1 ball, no strikes. 7-3 Amarillo leads. Bottom half of the sixth inning. Talking about Alec Thomas having the success that he's having at the big league level. Here's the look in the left-hander's pitch. Fastball, strike on the outside corner, belt high. 1 ball, 1 strike. Thomas spent the first half of the season in 2021 with Amarillo. Here's the stretch. And the left-hander's pitch home. Breaking ball low and outside. It's 2 balls and 1 strike. Thomas hitting .352 with the big league club with 5 homers. Left-hander ready. Looks back towards second and the 2-1 offered in. High and outside. 3 balls and 1 strike. Still nobody out. Bottom half of the sixth inning, 1 run in. Left-hander looks in. Thomas came in and faced the last 3 hitters of the 5th inning, getting the final 2 outs. A flyout and a fielder's choice to get out of a 5-run frame. He offers home. Inside, ball 4. First 3 have reached here in the 6th. Runners at 1st and 2nd. 1 run in. Here's Giancarlo Cintrone. And, well, it's not going to be Tyler Thomas, as here comes Jared Gettert out of the Riders' dugout. And he makes the move down to the bullpen. Grant Anderson will come out of the bullpen. So a left-handed sidearm slinger out. Right-handed sidearm slinger comes in. And the Rough Riders make another pitching change. Frisco trailing 7-3. Bottom half of the 6th inning will return to Amarillo after this on the Riders Baseball Network.
Put yourself in the game at your next Riders outing in the InTouch Home Run Terrace, located above the left field wall. This cover seating area is a great option to enjoy the cover comfort of a ball game for your entire group. Watch out for the long ball.
Deep to left field! Gone!
Grab your spot while they're available at 972-334-1993. We're online at ridersbaseball.com. Home run, let's ride.
Right.
New for Riders fans in 2022, we're proud to announce Silver Slugger Tuesdays. Fans 65 and older can receive a $10 ticket price when they show their ID at the Rough Riders box office. For more information, visit RidersBaseball.com. Let's ride.
The month of June features just one full homestand, but it's sure to be just as memorable. On June 14th, it's Super Splash Day, presented by Olsen, with water inflatables in the park for a 12:05 first pitch. Kevin Minch appears at Riders Field for Texas Baseball Legends. The Whataburger Food Bank Night is on June 18th, with post-game fireworks. Then, on June 19th, the Dallas Black Giants commemorate Juneteenth on Father's Day as they take Riders Field for the first time.
Ornelas on his way home, and he scores! A Little League home run for Johnny Ornelas.
Let's ride.
With love.
Let's get back to the game on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
With the love.
Grant Anderson comes out of the Rough Riders bullpen as the fourth pitcher for Frisco today, taking over for Tyler Thomas. With nobody out in the sixth, the one run in and two aboard. Frisco and Amarillo finishing off this series today. Rough Riders needing a win to split the set. Amarillo trying to take it 4-2, and they lead by 4 in the bottom of the sixth. Anderson steps off and takes another look at Giancarlo Cintrone. First game back after being up in AAA. Anderson ready, and he delivers. That's a strike at the bottom of the zone, and it's 0-1. Good return for Cintrone so far. He's 2-for-3. RBI single and a run scored as part of that 5-run fifth inning. Anderson ready from the stretch, looking back towards second. He delivers. Fouled back. Anderson ahead 0-2. Rough Riders in double play depth up the middle with Ornelas and Foscue. Diaz is a double play candidate. The runner at first base, Jorge Barrosa at second. And Anderson wanting a new baseball. 7 runs on 10 hits for Amarillo. Frisco 3 runs on 7 hits today. There's only been one home run in this game, and Amarillo really hasn't used the long ball much in this series at all. Only hit 5 home runs in the set. Anderson delivers home. Swing and a miss. Got him off the outside corner. A slider, and he picks up his first strikeout. And the first out here in the sixth. Nicely done getting Cintrone on 3 pitches. Blaze Alexander makes his way in. Alexander 0-for-2 with a walk. Anderson with runners at first and second still. Right on right. Anderson ready from the stretch, and he delivers home. Fastball, top of the zone for a called strike. 0-1. Watley, the Riders catcher, pointed down to appeal and see if he went around on the check swing, but it was a called strike anyway. No balls, 1 strike to the third baseman, Alexander, who's been the shortstop for a majority of this series. Anderson flicks in the 0-1. Swing and a miss. Good pitch riding in on his hands, and it's 0-2. With Cintrone coming back from AAA, he's at short. Alexander is now at third. Cintrone didn't play a lot of shortstop, though, when he was down here for his initial stint. So interesting to see that position switch up. 0-2. Swinging a looping line drive, shallow right field. That drops in for a hit. Barrosa up to third. He stops right there. Fabian's throw is high, but Anderson backed it up behind home, and that saved a run. Good job backing up home plate by Grant Anderson, the pitcher. Base is loaded now, and 1 out. Nick D'Alessandro stands in. Base is loaded once again. Second consecutive inning. Amarillo has loaded the bases. The pitch. Alessandro fouls it straight back, and it's 0-1. Alessandro 0-for-2 with a walk back in that fifth. A 3-hit, 5-walk inning for the Sod Poodles on the offensive side. 7-3 Amarillo, bottom half of the sixth. Anderson ready from the stretch. And time calling. Anderson coming in relief of Tyler Thomas in this inning. He sets and delivers in the 0-1. Breaking ball looped out into shallow right field. Down the line, it falls in for a base hit. Foscue tracks it down. Now Fabian bare hands. Here comes Barossa. Diaz comes in right after him. And two runs come in to score. On a little excuse me swing. Soft line drive out into shallow right field. Not more than 10 feet into the grass. It brings in two more runs, and it's now 9-3. Amarillo out in front of Frisco. Cintron up to second. Marcinse Alexander to second. D'Alessandro aboard with a two-run single. 17 RBIs for D'Alessandro now, and here's Robbie Enriquez. He's 1-for-2, single and a hit by pitch. Tough left-handed batter against Anderson, the righty, who deals in. Fastball sits on the outside corner, belt high, a strike. 0-1. Well, 9 runs on 12 hits now for Amarillo. 4 hits in the inning, already more than they had in the fifth. Anderson kicks in the 0-1. Breaking ball, cut on and missed. 0-2. This game was a 1-0 game through 4 innings. And over the last 2 innings combined, you've seen 11 runs between the two teams in the 5th and the 6th. Anderson delivers in the 0-2. A high fly ball the opposite way to left. Strom under it, and he makes the catch. 2 down, here's Andy Yerzy. Not the getaway day the Rough Riders wanted to see. Really, the heartbreaking part of this series was the back-to-back 11-10 losses in the middle of the set. The Wednesday game especially was crazy. Or I guess that would make it the Thursday game. Rain was expected in the forecast. They wanted to try to get a quick 5 innings in. Anderson delivers into Yerzy. Breaking ball for a strike on the outside corner, and it's 0-1. It was a crazy back-and-forth contest. The Rough Riders led 10-7 going into the bottom of the fourth inning. Amarillo scored 2 runs, and then Frisco was held scoreless in the top of the fifth. 0-1 from Anderson. Just outside with the slider, and it's 1-1. And in the bottom of the fifth inning, trailing by a run, Amarillo scored 2 runs and then 2 pitches after the go-ahead RBI single. Amarillo put the tarp on the field. 1-1. Misses down low and inside, and it's 2-1. Well, you expect the tarp to go on, and then you expect it to rain. The rain didn't come for half an hour after the tarp went on the field. So Jared Gettert, the Riders' manager, was livid, saying the tarp was put on too early and the Riders would have had a chance to maybe come back. 2-1. High pop foul out of play. It's onto the street beyond left field, and it's 2-2. And after an hour and 44-minute delay, the game was called, and Amarillo won 11-10. Game went officially 4.5 innings plus an out in the bottom half of the fifth, but it was a full game. 2-2. Strike 3 called. Got him on the inside corner. And Anderson gets out of the inning. Damage done, though. 3 runs across. It comes on 4 hits, no errors, and 2 runners left on base. Anderson comes in and quiets it. All 3 runs charged to Tyler Thomas. 9-3. Rough Riders trail. Top 7 coming up on the Riders Baseball Network.
Hey, sports fans, do you want astounding entertainment with the best technology at your fingertips? Get up to 1 gig internet and take on digital TV from Astound Broadband. Surf, stream, binge, or work from home with ultra-fast internet speeds. Watch all of your favorite shows or catch up on the shows you missed with digital TV, all from Astound. Get in the game by calling 1-800-4-ASTOUND. Experience speeds may vary and are not guaranteed. Certain restrictions apply. Call Astound for details.
On Friday and Saturday nights, the stars won't be the only thing big and bright in North Texas. Join the Rough Riders for Firework Fridays and Skylit Saturdays. Along with baseball, the Riders will set off an incredible fireworks display after the game that fans of all ages can enjoy. Come join us for all the explosive fun.
Back at the wall, goodbye!
For tickets and information, visit ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
The Frisco Rough Riders are proud to partner with Minor League Baseball and Copa de la Diversión in 2022. For four games this season, the Riders will take the field at Los Quesos Frisco. Grab your Copa gear at the Riders Outpost and wear it with your Riders players for four home games this season. More information at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
It's time for the top of the seventh here on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Rough Riders trailing by 6. 9-3 our score as we go to the top of the 7th. Kellen Strom starts it off. It's the bottom third of the order for the Rough Riders. Strom, Jax Biggers, Matt Watley against Blake Walston. The starter is still out there as we start the 7th. 82 pitches for the left-hander. He winds and delivers. Fastball outside. 1 ball, no strikes. Strom lined into a double play in the 2nd and hit a solo home run in the 5th. Rough Riders' first run of the night. 1-0 toss. It's on the outside corner, a called strike, and it's 1-1. Rough Riders scoring has been in the 5th and the 6th innings. That solo home run by Kellen Strom, and then 2 across in the 6th. A Johnny Ornelas RBI single and a Sandro Fabian sac fly. 1-1 toss. It foul on the ground. Off to the left side, and it's 1 ball and 2 strikes. So we were tied at 1-1 as we went to the bottom half of the 5th inning, but 5 runs for Amarillo. And then 3 more in the 6th. That's our 9-3 score here in the 7th. 1-2 on the Riders' left fielder to start it off. Walson's pitch. Breaking ball hit high in the air, shallow right field. Easy play for Jorge Barroso, who comes in, makes the catch. One down for Jax Biggers. 0 for 2 day for the Riders' third baseman. Biggers playing in his 10th game with Frisco since dealing with a hip injury that sidelined him at the beginning of the season. Walston nods yes to the sign, winds and fires home. A swing and a looping line drive, shallow left center, it drops in. Jax Biggers a base hit. He stops at first. That extends his hitting streak to now 8 games. Hitting .367 through his 7-game hitting streak entering today. 1-for-3 performance now puts him at 12 for his last 33 in the hitting streak. Here's Matt Watley now. Runner at first. 1 out. Riders down by 6 in the 7th. The pitch. It foul back into the screen. It's 0-1. Watley 1-for-2 with a single and a run scored back in the 6th inning. And for the first time today, we're seeing action out in the San Pudos bullpen down the left field line. Left-hander ready from the stretch. The pitch home. A foul off the glove of D'Alessandro, the catcher. It's now 0-2. Looks like it might be Bryce Jarvis who's warming up in the bullpen. Or no, it's Jeff Bain. Couldn't see if it was 28 or 20. Oh, and D'Alessandro is shaking his left hand, and he's going to get a look at by the trainer, Damon Real, who comes out. It was a foul ball right off of his glove. And Real checking him out to make sure he's okay. He's shaking it off and really in a lot of pain. If there's anybody who knows that kind of pain, it's Matt Watley, who's at the plate, and he's chatting with home plate umpire Van Ingstrand. Riders trailing by 6, top of the 7th inning. Biggers at first base, and Alessandro getting treatment. If he stays in the game here, probably see a couple warm-up tosses from Walston. And Walston talking with Jake Bruner, one of our umpires in the field. Now D'Alessandro's ready to go. Puts the glove on and asks for Walston to throw him a couple pitches. Walston on top of the hill and he's going to throw a couple tosses home. And no, he's not. Watley's into the box, and the 0-2, swing and a miss. Got him upstairs. So no warm-up tosses needed. Eighth strikeout for Blake Walston. Two out, runner at first. J.P. Martinez, top of the Riders' order, climbs in. Left on left, Martinez. One for two. The pitch is grounded on one hop right to the first baseman, Yerzy. He picks, steps on the bag, and the side comes to a close here in the seventh inning. Easy inning for Blake Walston. A harmless single for Jax Biggers, and he is stranded at first base. We go to the home half of the seventh. It's time to stretch. Riders trailing 9-3 on the Riders Baseball Network.
Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
Hey fans, Victor Rojas, Frisco Rough Riders General Manager here, reminding you that we can provide you the best night for you and your groups at Riders Field. Whether it's a fun night out with some friends or a company outing, spend your night with us for some great food and baseball. Don't miss your opportunity. Call 972-334-1993 or visit us online at ridersbaseball.com to learn more about all of our offers and flexible payment methods. Never miss a second of the excitement of Riders Baseball. Let's ride!
Put yourself in the game at your next Riders outing in the InTouch Home Run Terrace, located above the left field wall. This covered seating area is a great option to enjoy the cover comfort of a ball game for your entire group. Watch out for the long ball.
Deep to left field! Gone!
Grab your spot while they're available at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Home run, let's ride!
Stretch time is over. Back to the action to the bottom of the seventh on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Drew Stankiewicz starts it off in the home half of the seventh inning. It's 9-3. Amarillo out in front. Grant Anderson on the hill, and he offers home the first pitch. It's just a little bit low. One ball and no strikes. Anderson, the fourth pitcher used by the Rough Riders. He came in with nobody out in the sixth inning, and the bases loaded. The pitch inside. Two balls, no strikes. Or I should say two runners on, one run in at that point. And he allowed both inherited runners to come in to score, but got all three outs. 2-0. Swinging a grounder up the middle. The shortstop Ornelas gives ground behind the second base bag. Fields slings it onto first and gets him. One out. Top of the order now in Corbin Carroll. 9 runs on 12 hits for Amarillo. Our Riders have shown the capability to come on back in this game. They only have 2 offensive innings to do so, though. Briscoe with 36 combined runs over their last 3, 40 combined runs over their last 4, averaging 10 runs a pop even. Pitch to Carroll is spoiled foul back over the netting and out of the ballpark behind home. 0-1. Have another day, Corbin Carroll. It seems like having a series. He's 3-for-3, two singles, a triple, a walk, three runs scored. Offering in, slips just high of the zone. And it's one ball and one strike, and he continues to rake against the Rough Riders. He's now 9-for-17 in the series. 1-1. High fly ball out to left center field. Martinez going back. He's at the warning track, and he makes the catch. Carroll just missed it. Fly ball out to center, and there are two down here in the seventh. Jorge Barrosa makes his way in. Rough Riders will have 2, 3, and 4 due up when we go to the top of the eighth inning. Ornelas, Foscue, and Harris. Anderson delivers. Catches the outside corner. Strike to Barrosa, and it's 0-1. Barrosa also having a good day. He's 2-for-3. A walk, double, RBI, two runs scored. 0-1. He sends it high in the air on a line to left field and deep. Strom back to the wall. Can't get it. Hits off the base of the wall and then kicks away from him. Barrosa rounds first, and he pulls in easily at second. And now the ball gets away, and Jax Biggers has to go and track it down, the third baseman, but Barrosa stays at second. Second double in as many innings for Barrosa. 11 doubles on the season now for the right fielder. Here's Eduardo Diaz now. And Anderson just balked. Anderson started his motion and stopped. And he balks Barrosa down to third. And now runner at third base, two outs, 9-3. Frisco trails. First pitch home to Diaz. Swing and a miss, and a good offering low with a breaking ball, 0-1. Diaz 2-for-3, three RBIs, a double, two runs scored, and a walk. And a very productive top of the order for Amarillo today. 0-1 toss. Off the outside corner. One ball and one strike. The top three have combined for 8 of the 9 hits for Amarillo today. Carroll with 3. Barrosa with 3, and Diaz with 2. Offering in is hitting the air foul right side. Just over the top of the Riders' bullpen. One ball, two strikes on Diaz. Anderson ahead, and he has a righty-righty matchup to him. Time called. Anderson steps off. Now retoes the rubber. Runner at third. Two outs here in the seventh. Anderson the 1-2 on the way. Swing and a miss. Got him off the outside corner with a slider. And Anderson has his third strikeout. He makes his way through the seventh. No runs, a hit, no errors. One runner left stranded. Into the top of the eighth. 2-3-4 due up for the Riders when we come back. Trailing 9-3 on the Riders Baseball Network.
At Riders Field, Sundays are for the kids. Every Sunday home Rough Riders game means kid-friendly themes, inflatables, and games. And post-game, kids run the bases for free. There's no better place in the Metroplex to spend a Sunday than with the Riders Kids Sunday Fundays. For tickets and information, visit ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993.
Strike three called. This one's over.
Let's ride.
Baseball managers build balance in their lineup with the right combination of power and finesse to field the winning team. Fans can find balance on the plate with Better Balance, the new meat alternative that's 100% plant-based deliciousness. No one wants to give up on taste to eat healthier. That's one reason why we created Better Balance, to provide healthy and tasty options that both vegetarians and carnivores will love. Try Better Balance now at the ballpark and soon at better retailers nearby. Better Balance, nutritious, delicious, delightful.
The
The month of June features just one full homestand, but it's sure to be just as memorable. On June 14th, it's Super Splash Day, presented by Olsen, with water inflatables in the park for a 12:05 first pitch. Kevin Minch appears at Riders Field for Texas Baseball Legends. The Whataburger Food Bank Night is on June 18th, with post-game fireworks. Then, on June 19th, the Dallas Black Giants commemorate Juneteenth on Father's Day as they take Riders Field for the first time.
Ornelas on his way home, and he scores! A Little League home run for Johnny Ornelas.
Let's ride.
Let's head to the top of the eighth here on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Jonathan Ornelas starts it off for the Riders in the top of the eighth inning. Frisco trailing 9-3, but a good portion of the order to try and claw their way back 2-3-4. Ornelas in against Jeff Bain, the new right-hander for Amarillo. First pitch, high and tight. Backs him off the plate, 1-0. Blake Walston done after his 7 innings. A quality start for him, allowing 3 runs. All earned on 8 hits. He whiffed 8 and walked 2 over his 7 frames. 1-0 toss. Ornelas chops it foul back behind home to the left. Ball and a strike on the Rough Riders shortstop. 9 runs, 13 hits for Amarillo. 3 runs, 8 hits for Frisco. Near the top of the 8th. Bain from the stretch. And he issues home. Swing and a miss. 1-2. Pulled the string with a slider. Bain, a 4.43 ERA this year. 6'4", 200-pounder, 26 years old. Former 16th rounder out of Cal. Making his second appearance here in this series. Through an inning, allowing an unearned run earlier in the set. 1-2. Swinging a grounder up the middle. The shortstop Cintron can't get it. It's into center field. Ornelas picks up a leadoff single in the eighth inning, and it's his third hit today. Another extended multi-hit day for Johnny Ornelas. Already has 23rd multi-hit day to lead the club. And for Ornelas, that's his 9th three-hit game. It's his 11th game with at least 3 hits. He also has 2 four-hit games. Justin Foscue climbs in now, 0-3. First pitch, outside, 1-1, no strikes. Well, Foscue got the day off yesterday. And usually, with a hitter of his caliber, you think if he gets the day off, well, it would be a down day for the offense. Rough Riders scored 16 runs and absolutely dominated. And they're top 5 in the order without Foscue in there. Bain ready from the stretch. The 1-0. Foscue swings, grounds it left side. That's through into left field. A back-to-back singles on ground balls for the Rough Riders. Runners at first and second and nobody out here in the 8th. Trailing 9-3. Here's Dustin Harris. The top 5 in the order yesterday for Frisco combined to hit 522. 12 for 23 with 4 homers, 11 RBIs, and 10 runs scored. And that's just the top 5 in the order. A monstrous day for the Rough Riders' heart. First pitch to Harris. He takes outside, 1-1, no strikes. Harris, 1-for-3 today on a wacky infield single, a ball that was cued off the end of his bat, foul up the third baseline, and then curved its way back fair, and Harris was able to get on first with no throw. The 1-0, he swings and misses. Elevated fastball off the outside edge, and the count goes to 1-1. Harris cracked a 3-run home run yesterday. One of 2 home runs in this series. He has 11, tied for the team high with Blaine Krim and Trey Hare. Bain looks back towards second at Ornelas and pitches a high fly ball down the left side and foul into the seats. Ball and 2 strikes now on Harris. He's now at 9-for-20 in the series. A monster series for the man in from the left side. Harris riding a 5-game hitting streak into this game. It's now 6 games. The pitch is fouled back. Still one ball, two strikes. Harris got off to a really hot start this season. Hit 292 in April and had an 11-game hitting streak as part of that. And this is his first hitting streak over five since that 11-game hitting streak in April. Offering in, slips high off the outside corner, and it's now two balls and two strikes. Frisco trails, but two on the base paths here in the top of the eighth inning and nobody out. Bain ready from the stretch, and the right-hander fires. Swing and a miss. Elevated slider up off the outside corner, and he gets Harris to cut through it. One out on the first strikeout from Bain, and Sandro Fabian climbs in. Fabian's been productive all three trips. A walk, a single, a sac fly. He's 7-for-16 in the series. Bain delivers. Fabian hits it foul back behind home, 0-1. Fabian also homered yesterday, one of seven homers yesterday for Frisco. Ornelas leads from second, Foscue from first. Bain ready from the stretch, and the 0-1 pitch on the way. Up high. Ball and a strike. For Ozuna is warming out in the Rough Riders bullpen, so he'll come out in favor of Grant Anderson once we reach the bottom half of the eighth inning. Bain stretches in the 1-1. Breaking ball just outside. Two balls, one strike. Fabian's done a good job laying off that breaking ball this series. Bain puts the ball behind his back, has his sign come set. 2-1 pitch. A high skyscraping fly ball to left field and shallow. Corbin Carroll coming in from center. He's under it and squeezes. Two outs. Trey Hare now. Riders trailing by six. Hare with the wind blowing out to left field. The same direction he's hit all five of his home runs this series. Has a good opportunity to make it a three-run ball game. Bain ready from the stretch. Here's the right-hander's pitch. Fastball chopped foul off of Hare's foot off the first baseline. 0-1. Bain this season has allowed six home runs in his 18 outings. He looks in for his sign. He's got it. Right-hander from the stretch. Bent to the knees. 0-1. Hare takes down low and inside. Ball and a strike to the Riders' first baseman, who's 0-for-3 today with a couple strikeouts. Our Riders will ride back home tonight after the ball game and then start a six-game series on Tuesday with Midland. The pitch. Breaking ball tapped on the ground, first baseline, right at Yerzy. He picks, takes it to the bag, and there is the final out of the eighth. So the Rough Riders, no runs on two hits, no errors, two left stranded. A couple singles to start off the frame, but nothing doing. We go to the bottom half of the eighth inning, and Furo Zuna is on the mound when we return. It's 9-3. Amarillo out in front on the Riders Baseball Network.
Hey fans, Victor Rojas, Frisco Rough Riders General Manager here, reminding you that Wednesdays at Riders Field are dedicated to the legends of Texas baseball lore. Join us at the ballpark every Wednesday home game throughout the 2022 season to be in the presence of some of the best of Texas baseball, featuring appearances from Hall of Famers Eric Nadell and Ferguson Jenkins, legendary catcher Jim Sundberg, Mr. Ranger Tom Grieve, and more. More information can be found at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
Lil' Sweet!
Did you get to work on time?
Yeah, but I just realized it's Sunday.
Lil' Sweet says head on home. Yeah. Dr. Pepper's on its way. So sweet, unique. Baby, there's nothing better. I bet you've probably done something that deserves a Dr. Pepper. Did you invest your nest egg in an NFT?
Yeah, and I don't even know what that is.
It's a non-fungible token.
Everyone's
based on something that deserves a Dr. Pepper.
On Friday and Saturday nights, the stars won't be the only thing big at Brighton, North Texas. Join the Rough Riders for Firework Fridays and Skylit Saturdays. Along with baseball, the Riders will set off an incredible fireworks display after the game that fans of all ages can enjoy. Come join us for all the explosive fun.
Back at the wall, goodbye!
For tickets and information, visit ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride!
Home half of the eighth coming up right here on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
For Ozuna's turn out of the bullpen for the Rough Riders, bottom half of the eighth inning, Frisco trailing 9-3. Ozuna Giancarlo Cintron is 2-for-4. Ozuna will face him to start it off. He's the fifth pitcher used by the Rough Riders in tonight's ballgame. Ozuna, changeup heavy. He's ready from the stretch, righty-righty, and the first pitch rides inside with that changeup, and it's one ball and no strikes. Such an incredible story, the former position player in the Diamondbacks organization, the parent club of the Sod Poodles, converted to a pitcher, spent all year in the Rough Riders bullpen last year, the 1-0, a fly ball down the right field line and foul. Count to one ball and one strike. And back with the Rough Riders this year. Didn't use the changeup hardly at all last year. He was fastball slider. So far this year, he has been predominantly a changeup pitcher. The offering in, he zooms it upstairs, swing and a miss. 1-2 on Cintron. That was the fastball with 95 miles an hour. He looks in for his sign. He's got it come set. And the 1-2. Low and away. Two balls, two strikes. Essentially, Ozuna looked at the numbers on his changeup over the offseason, and he realized, wow, it's a really good pitch. Hitters don't see it that well. A lot of movement on it. He delivers. Swinging a soft tapper foul left side. Another changeup, and it's two balls and two strikes still. And so he decided he was going to throw it a lot more this season. And it has been very effective. The right-hander will throw it away to left or to right-handed batters. The pitch is chopped foul once again off of the left side. Still one ball, or make it two balls, two strikes. And it will have arm side run back into the strike zone when he throws it away. 2-2. Grounder up the middle off to the left side of the infield. Justin Foscue has it, throws under first and gets him. One out for Blaze Alexander. Nine-3, Amarillo leads. Bottom half of the eighth inning. Ozuna says he really pitches backwards now, and it's been very effective for him. Good appearance earlier in this series, throwing two shutout innings. First offering low off the outside corner, and it's one ball, no strikes to Alexander. Ozuna, a 2.22 ERA this year. The 1-0. Rider foul back behind home. Count even at a ball and a strike to the shortstop, Alexander. Amarillo leading by 6 here in the home half of the eighth inning. Ozuna, being a former infielder, has really enjoyed the on-field bullpen aspect of this ballpark. The pitch, a swing and a miss. Blew it by him, and it's one ball and two strikes. He's gotten to show off his fielding ability. Said he loves doing that. The offering in, foul ball. Back behind home, and it's still one ball and two strikes, and it's always fun to watch Ozuna during batting practice because he's somewhere out in the outfield, always trying to make circus catches and behind-the-back catches and over-the-shoulder grabs. Super athlete. 1-2. Grounder foul into the Sod Poodles dugout, third base side. Still ball, two strikes. Alexander 1-for-3 today with a walk and a base hit that came back in the sixth. Ozuna shakes no at the first sign, likes the second. The offering in, cut on and missed. Got him for strike three. 95-mile-an-hour heat off the outside corner. Two outs. Nick D'Alessandro in from the right side. Two outs, bases clear here in the eighth. First pitch. Fastball outside corner, first strike. 0-1. D'Alessandro, a two-run single in the sixth inning. Eight of the nine runs in the fifth and sixth innings. The pitch is fouled straight back. Elevated fastball. Ozuna's ahead 0-2. Ozuna ready from the stretch. 0-2. Fly ball down the right field line. Fabian charges over. Nearing foul territory. Reaches out. Can't get it. It's foul. There's not very much foul territory down that right field line. Not more than 6 feet. But Fabian just ran out of room. Didn't want to risk crashing into the fence. And it fell foul. So still no balls, two strikes. Two outs, bases clear. Ozuna ready from the stretch, and he delivers home. Low and away. Ball and two strikes. Rough Riders in the ninth will have the bottom third of the order due up. Strom, Biggers, and Watley. Ozuna ready from the stretch. The pitch home. Foul back. D'Alessandro stays alive. It's still one ball, two strikes. Well, both teams will be heading out on the road after final pitch tonight. Rough Riders heading home. Amarillo heading to San Antonio. 1-2. Soft grounder, third base side and foul. Still ball and two strikes. San Antonio, they won earlier tonight. So they're a game and a half up on the Rough Riders. And if the Riders fall, if the score holds, it'll be a two-game deficit for the Rough Riders with 12 games remaining in the first half for a playoff spot. Ozuna looks in. 1-2. Line drive to right field down the line. Fabian chasing after it. It's foul. Still 1-2. Rough Riders, the easier draw in the Rockhounds between these two clubs, but Rockhounds are still playing some decent baseball right now. Ozuna pitches home just off the outside corner. Two balls, two strikes on D'Alessandro. This will be the ninth pitch upcoming. Ozuna offers. Ground ball up the middle. That scoots into center, a base hit. D'Alessandro singles to center on the ninth pitch of the battle between him and Ozuna. Robbie Enriquez now. 9-3, Amarillo leads, bottom half of the eighth inning, two outs, runner at first. Ozuna from the stretch, as he always is. And the first pitch on the way. Runner goes, it's low, throw on to second. They got him. What a throw by Matt Watley, perfect. Ornelas hardly had to move his glove, just dropped it right down on D'Alessandro sliding in feet first, and that's the first time he's been caught today in two attempts. It's the second time he's been caught in 15 attempts this year. The Rough Riders trail 9-3 as we go to the top of the ninth. Last ups for Frisco on the Riders Baseball Network.
Rough Riders fans, the Texas Rangers' future is here on MILB.TV.
Back in the wall, goodbye!
With every home and away game streamed live, the only way to watch the Riders on any device this season is on MILB.TV.
Swing and a miss, he struck him out. Rough Riders win!
Use promo code Rough Riders at checkout to save $10 on a yearly subscription. Visit MILB.TV for details today.
Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
The party deck at Riders Field offers one of the best views in the ballpark, located high above the first and third base lines. And when the summer heat hits, add on an adjoining suite to enjoy your experience in the cool AC. Reserve yours today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
It's time for the top of the ninth on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Jeff Bain back on the hill in the top of the ninth inning. It's the bottom third for Frisco. Kellen Strom, Jack Spakers, Matt Watley do up. Rough Riders trailing 9-3. This is the series finale of this six-game set between Frisco and Amarillo. If the score holds, Amarillo would take a 4-2 series victory. Strom 1-for-3 with a solo homer. First pitch inside nearly clipped him. 1-1, no strikes. Strom 7-for-21 in the series. He tied the game up at 1-1 back in the fifth inning with that solo shot. The offering breaking ball sits high of the zone in the attic, and it's 2-2 and no strikes. And good crowds the last two nights here in Amarillo. Not a shabby crowd here on a Sunday either. The pitch is high. And it's 3-2 and no strikes. Especially credit to the fans for showing up and sitting in the sun for those who did, with 107-degree temperatures when a lot of them arrived. It was 104 at first pitch. 3-0. High and inside, ball four. Four-pitch free pass for Kellen Strom as he draws his team-high 28th walk of the year. Entering into this game, he was fourth in walk rate in the Texas League among those with at least 150 plate appearances. Just over 17% walk rate for Strom. That's really good. Jack Spakers now. He's 1-for-3 with a single. Frisco trailing by 6, top of the ninth inning. Bain's pitch. Down low and inside. 1-1, no strikes. It's 5 straight out of the zone from Bain. Amarillo trying to do what the Rough Riders did in game 2 of the series. And that's finish a game with just 2 pitchers. Here's the pitch. Yeah, that's on the outside corner, a strike, and it's 1-1. It would be the third time that the Sod Poodles did that. With a bit of an asterisk. They did it in game 2 as well, and then in game 3, but that game was rain shortened, so that's the asterisk. 1-1. High pop up in the infield. Left side. Cintron, the shortstop's under it. And he makes the catch. One away here in the ninth inning for Matt Watley, Riders' 9-hole hitter. Strom at first. Frisco trails by 6. The Rough Riders will start off that series against Midland on Tuesday with a 12:05 p.m. first pitch. We'll have Education Day number 2 of the year. Bain's ready from the stretch. Pitch home. Watley takes high. 1-1, no strikes. 1-for-3 day for the Riders catcher. So 12:05 with that first pitch of the first game, and then with the calendar moving into June, we now have 7:05 first pitch times at home. The pitch is on the outside corner for a strike, and it's 1-1. Hopefully get the temperature down just a bit for that first pitch time. No longer 6:35. We'll have 7:05 first pitches in June, July, and August. For September, we'll go back to 6:35 during weekdays. 1-1. High off the outside corner, 2-1. Also on Sundays, instead of 4 o'clock, it'll be 6 o'clock, just like they have here in Amarillo. Just gets way too darn hot, and it's really tough to play those day baseball games in the insane heat. The pitch. A line drive down the left field line. It's foul. Watley got out in front of it. 2-2. .24 combined hits, 12 combined runs. Following a day with 35 combined hits and 28 combined runs. 2-2 on Watley. Strom takes his lead from first. Baines offering. Swing and a miss, struck him out. Watley down swinging. Second strikeout for Bain, and there are two outs. And last hope for the Rough Riders in this series is J.P. Martinez. Martinez, 1-for-3 with a walk and a run scored. First pitch, a swing and a miss. 0-1. Elevated fastball from Bain. Strom not being held on. He takes his lead from first. And the 0-1 pitch from Bain. Breaking ball, strike. Outside corner. Riders down to their final strike today. Fans here in Amarillo on their feet. 0-2. Strom takes off. Check swing. He went. No, he was able to hold up. One ball, two strikes. Strom down to second on defensive indifference. One ball, two strikes on Martinez. Bain looks in for his sign. He's got it. And the 1-2 pitch to Martinez. Fouled away left side. He stays alive. Still 1-2. Strom from second. Rough Riders in danger of falling to 29-28 on the season with a defeat. 1-2. High and outside. Two balls, two strikes. Frisco has not been 500 all season long. They'd be within one game of 500 of the loss. Bain the 2-2, a fly ball out to right center field. Long run for Carroll at the warning track. Under it, makes the catch, and that's the ball game. Rough Riders fall 9-3 here in Amarillo to finish off the series. And they take the series 4-2. Over the Rough Riders. We'll break it down in the postgame show when we come back. Our final score, Sod Poodles 9, Rough Riders 3 on the Riders Baseball Network.
Rough Riders Baseball is back.
A swing and a drive, deep to right field. Forget about this one. Way out of here.
There isn't a better spot in North Texas where you can find a blend of fun, excitement, and baseball.
Strike three call. This one's over.
You don't want to miss a second of this exciting action.
And he makes the catch. What a grab. He's going to come in to score, and the Riders walk it off. The Rough Riders win their 11th in a row, a franchise record.
Visit us online at ridersbaseball.com for tickets or stay locked to the Riders Baseball Network and MILB.TV for all the exciting plays and drama of Rough Riders Baseball.
CoServe is proud to be the official electricity provider of the Frisco Rough Riders. Serving thousands of homes and businesses in Collin County and the surrounding area, CoServe is not just your power company, we're also a part of your community. We take pride in supporting local schools, nonprofits, and first responders, and even more pride in supplying you with safe and reliable energy. The Frisco Rough Riders are powered by CoServe, your local electric cooperative and gas provider. Check out the impact we're having in your area at www.coserve.com/community.
New for Riders fans in 2022, we're proud to announce Silver Slugger Tuesdays. Fans 65 and older can receive a $10 ticket price when they show their ID at the Rough Riders box office. For more information, visit ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
Strike three called. This one's over.
The game is over, but we're not done yet. Post-game coverage on the Rough Riders Baseball Network starts right now.
Welcome back to Amarillo. Rough Riders fall by a final score of 9-3 to the Sod Poodles. Zach Bigley back with you here on the Riders Baseball Network. Frisco, they drop it, and they fall to 29-28 now on the season. Amarillo goes to 28-29. They're now one game back of the Riders, who are two games back of San Antonio now. So Frisco, they're going to need a little bit of help to make the playoffs here in the first half. It is far from decided, though. 12 games remaining, with Frisco a two-game deficit, in the South. So this is a very interesting last couple series of the first half, as the Rough Riders still have a very good chance to win the first half here in 2022. Frisco, the 9 runs for Amarillo coming across on 14 hits, no errors. Rough Riders, 3 runs, 10 hits, no errors themselves. It was a very clean ball game all the way around, but at the end of the day, Rough Riders do fall 9-3. Get to the final line, and we'll also set things up for the 12:05 game coming up on Tuesday when we come back. Take a look at the scores as well around the Texas League and the Rangers organization. More to come on the post-game show when we return. Riders fall 9-3 on the Riders Baseball Network.
Carpet Tech safely cleans and repairs all types of area rugs. For a limited time, when you clean one rug, we'll clean a second rug at half off. With decades of experience, Carpet Tech has mastered the art of rug cleaning, a process that requires a state-of-the-art facility, specialized equipment, and deep knowledge to effectively clean and restore even the most precious Persian or heirloom rugs. Our rug cleaning sale ends soon, so give us a call for a free estimate at 972-540-5142.
The Frisco Rough Riders are proud to partner with Minor League Baseball and Copa de la Diversión in 2022. For 4 games this season, the Riders will take the field at Los Quesos Frisco. Grab your Copa gear at the Riders Outpost and wear it with your Riders players for 4 home games this season. More information at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
In baseball, a winning pitcher looks for the right balance of pitches to dominate hitters. And now, pitchers and fans alike can find the right balance at the table as well with Better Balance, the new meat alternative that's 100% plant-based deliciousness. Players don't want to give up on taste to eat healthier. That's one reason why we created Better Balance, to provide healthy and tasty options that both vegetarians and carnivores will love. Try Better Balance now at the ballpark and soon at better retailers nearby. Better Balance. Nutritious. Delicious. Delightful.
The stars shine bright in North Texas. This is Frisco Rough Riders Baseball on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Frisco falls 9-3. Welcome back inside Amarillo for the final time in this 6-game series. Rough Riders now 29-20. 8 on the season, just one game above 500, the closest they've been since the very beginning of the year. Let's take a look at the scoreboard in the Texas League, and we start with the game earlier today that really impacts the Rough Riders. San Antonio winning 5-3 over Corpus Christi at Whataburger Field earlier in the day today. So ultimately, this means that the Rough Riders are now trailing San Antonio by 2 games with their loss today. And that's a pretty big deficit with 12 games remaining. So the Rough Riders do not control their own destiny towards the playoffs in the first half, but still a very good chance to make it, taking on Midland next week and then on the road at Arkansas to finish off the rest of the first half. San Antonio beats Corpus Christi. Elsewhere, Arkansas a win over Wichita. They win 6-1, and they're now 31-26 on the year. While Northwest Arkansas, they beat Tulsa 7-3. Jaron Kendall, a homer in back-to-back games now. It's his 4th of the year in the loss for Tulsa. And the last game, a 10-inning one. Springfield, 3 runs in the top of the 10th, and they win 7-4 over Midland, who the Rough Riders will see in just a couple of days. In the Texas Rangers organization, action between AAA Round Rock and Tacoma, a Mariners affiliate. Tacoma scoring two runs in the bottom half of the ninth inning to walk it off. They win 6-5. Hickory, they took on Bowling Green earlier today on the road. A 5-4 win for Bowling Green, the Rays affiliate at the high A level. And low A down east, they lose big to Kannapolis, the White Sox affiliate. A 12-5 defeat at the hands of the Cannonballers. At the big league level, it was a win in extra innings over the Chicago White Sox, and Ezekiel Duran, the former Rough Rider, with a three-run go-ahead homer in the top of the 11th. Chicago came back to tie the game, though, and sent it to the 12th, where the Rangers put up two more runs and held the White Sox off the board. They win it 8-6 in 12 innings from Chicago. Well, a big win for the Rangers as they're now three games under 500 and trying to claw their way back up there in what is going to be a very tight AL West division down the stretch. Houston still leads the AL West, and they have a substantial lead on Texas at 8.5 games, but Texas is now tied with LA, 8.5 games back of Houston, and there's still plenty of baseball left to be played this year. Rough Riders will be back home next week. They take on the Midland Rockhounds. First pitch for Game 1 on Tuesday is 12:05 for an education day, and then 7:05 the rest of the series until Sunday when it will be a 6:05 first pitch. So really looking forward to what should be a very fun series against the Midland Rockhounds. Midland, an affiliate of the Athletics, and they are another team vying for a playoff push as they're a little bit far behind. They need to jump three teams in order to make it to the playoffs, but they're still in the race and trying to make it in the first half as well. That's going to do it for us on the broadcast today. Rough Riders fall by a final score of 9-3 to the Amarillo Sod Poodles to finish off this series as they drop the series 4-2. And overall, they finish off the road trip 4-8 here in Wichita and Amarillo. Thanks to everybody who made this broadcast possible today, for our very gracious hosts here in Amarillo, and for everybody with the Frisco Rough Riders organization. My name is Zach Bigley, saying thanks for picking us up here in today's ballgame. We'll talk to you at 11:50 a.m. for the pregame show coming up on Tuesday against the Midland Rockhounds. But until then, have a wonderful rest of your night and enjoy the off day tomorrow.
Thanks for listening to another presentation of Frisco Rough Riders Baseball on the Rough Riders Baseball Network. Special thanks to Victor Rojas, Chuck Greenberg, and the rest of the Riders front office staff for their continued support. For more information, visit ridersbaseball.com. And until next time, go Riders. Let's ride.